Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Napa Know-How. At Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you get any Napa Automotive battery. It's the best deal for some of the best batteries from some of the best car people around. But we might be a little partial. Anywho, pick up any Napa Automotive battery and save $25. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, while supplies last, offer ends 8/31/20.
Now is the chance to use reliable energy to grow your money with the Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. Our new investment product offers competitive returns, no maintenance fees, and flexible online access to your money. Make the reliable investment in reliable energy. The Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. To find out more, go online to reliabilityinvestment.com. That's reliabilityinvestment.com.
Hey, Collider Live fans, Cody here, and by now you've likely heard about Disney Plus, the new streaming service that includes Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, and National Geographic. With all these amazing brands in one place, Disney Plus has one of the most incredible libraries in the entire streaming landscape, and it's all ad-free. From beloved classics like Snow White and the Seven Dwarves to today's blockbusters like Captain Marvel and Avengers Endgame to a critically acclaimed documentaries like National Geographic's Free Solo, the content on Disney Plus is truly unparalleled. Disney Plus also offers some of the most beloved TV shows of all time, including 30 seasons of the Emmy Award-winning animated series The Simpsons. And if that weren't enough, Disney Plus has also rolled out a host of originals like The Mandalorian, the first-ever Star Wars live-action series, and High School Musical, The Series, a very meta take on the beloved film franchise. It's no wonder Disney Plus has become one of the most talked-about streaming services of 2019, so don't miss out. Sign up for Disney Plus now and start streaming all of this great content today.
Napa Know-How.
This month, Napa's got all kinds of motor oil deals that can save you some serious cash. Like a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil for just $16.49. With savings like that, you may start feeling like a VIP. But don't let it go to your head. These oil deals are for everyone. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees. Offer ends 8/31/20.
It's that little Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305, better said Mr. Worldwide, and I'm here to tell you about my new podcast, From Negative to Positive, brought to you by my friends over at State Farm. I believe that to have success, you got to play the game, so that the game doesn't play you. You know, the biggest risk you take is not taking one. It's very important that you make sure that you make the most out of your money, especially when it comes to insurance. State Farm offers surprisingly great rates. They have great agents standing by helping you personalize your coverage. All this is backed up by award-winning, easy-to-use technology. It's a great price with an even greater service. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome back to Collider Live, the best show on the damn YouTubes. We got a Rena Riley Rocaloxi kind of day. Yeah, we got some
PS
mics.
And Cody.
And Alex. And Alex. Serena, the most evil of them all. What's up this morning?
¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, ¿y tú?
Bien, gracias. We got to hang out last night.
That's very true. We went to that Richard Jewell screening that Roca went to like 3 months ago.
Yeah. What? No.
You were there a long time ago.
Yeah, it was 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks feels like 3 months.
Nowadays with award season, with these screenings are coming fast and furious, yes, I can see that.
John Rocco, what's happening that we're bringing you on so often? What, are you trying to merge you into the show?
I love this show. I love coming on whenever
you're
on.
I love having you, dude. Every single time in our chain, it's Rocco.
Yeah, Rocco. Yeah.
Mark Riley in the house, everyone.
Hello.
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 Ooh, I don't know if that's working for you. I don't know if the finger
are you pointing?
Yeah.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's fine. Nobody does.
Just fucking
none of us
on.
Do.
It's
all good.
Really not fine. Yeah. Cody and Alex, our booth boys. What's going on?
Hello.
Hey guys.
Hi.
Alex.
Hi.
Brief question for everybody in here and in the booth. Have you guys ever thought about how oranges work?
What?
Okay.
All right, well, it was fun. I had a blast.
Okay, thanks, guys.
See
you tomorrow. That's the show, yeah.
Okay. Yo, last night, I was, like, kind of freaking out because...
Wait, how oranges work?
Let me just... Did he mute us?
I thought he did.
No, he just doesn't want to hear my thing, but I'm going
to
give it anyway.
No, no, I really am interested as to why you're thinking about this.
Like oranges?
So what's funny is we actually had a meeting yesterday where I was telling you guys that I'm like the most basic bitch stoner of all time. Like any if I ever get high, it's like, ooh, the universe, am I right? There's no subtlety to it. But last night we came home from Richard Jewell and I was like, I really want to try to get a good sleep tonight because I've not been sleeping at all. So, you know, I'm smoking my weed pen and I go to have a Clementine because I have those.
They're the best.
The cuties.
They're
or whatever.
Delicious.
I go to grab one and I was just like, wow, how the fuck did nature do this? Like, it is not like an apple or banana where there's one peel and then one thing inside. But think about it. How did, like,
I feel like your dad right now.
Rocks. No, he would be like, right?
But why is there a difference between that
because
and any other fruit that the
universe
created?
All the individual pieces inside of the one thing. That shit's weird. You don't think so?
Like, the cutie is weird, but not the apple and the banana.
No, because that's one in one, as opposed to many in one. Like, why is an orange not one thing? Orange. You know what I'm saying?
But not every slice is the same.
No, I know. That's the weirder part.
We are an orange in here. This is the
no,
container.
Because we didn't
are you
grow
trying to make her higher?
No, we didn't grow.
Is that your
it's not
goal
like we
here,
were all
John?
In one womb.
We didn't all grow.
We didn't all grow
oh,
in one womb together.
I see
like
your
they're
point.
All in one thing. You get
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
That's weird. So a couple different things on that. Tried to research whether they're all
how much did you spend
you
researching
dug in.
This?
Yo,
holy
I
shit.
I did not get extra sleep, in fact. This
yeah.
is what happens sometimes.
The fucking orange in your head just kept you up all
but
night.
I tried to think about like the seed situation, right? Oh. Are each one of those little things a different seed inside and then they grow individual pieces with their own skin? Or is it all grows one and then the skin things come into it like and then separate?
You know
you
that
know?
Episode of The Simpsons when Lisa drinks the water?
Yes.
And then this is what's
I
happening
am the
here.
Lizard Queen. That's what you're doing right now.
It's kind of weird though, right?
Like you're like Jim
oh, yeah.
You're like Jim Morrison, but like without the talent.
Wait,
like.
But you guys, I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
You do or don't think it's weird?
I mean, I think
it's weird.
I think the creation of food is weird.
It's weird. It's crazy.
Who was the first person to go,
oh, yeah.
What is this? Pop it open, eat it, and go,
But like you,
and pass it on to everybody
right,
because
that's how
that
I go every
wild.
Time I take a bite out of something.
But honestly, like somebody, how did you even know you were hungry? You were like, oh, I have this weird feeling, and also I might die if I don't all of a sudden eat that thing on the ground that I chew and swallow.
We gotta bring in the first person that ever existed to interview them and ask them about it.
That shit's weird.
It is.
We could just probably clone them. And just
I know, but then,
in.
But you know what?
That should be a good
if you're talking about high thoughts, then I just think about how my brain is functioning right now and like there's words coming out of my mouth, right?
Yeah, that's crazy too.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't know
too.
How that works because I'm too dumb to come up with words and they just come out. I don't know how that happens.
Alex, you feel me?
Jaffeel.
Well, totally.
And if you go further with it, because this is what obsesses me.
Do we need to?
No.
Yes.
Watching cooking shows. I'm amazed at people's innate ability to know what spice is mixed with what to create. Like the old recipes, my mom's recipe of this or that. How do you know what to combine with what?
Yeah, but that's a learned behavior, man, because like you can taste.
You don't
and
think
then,
it's instinctive?
For some people, but then I think you also like she knows that. This and that go well together because she's tried that before, you know, and maybe something else didn't go well together. But this stuff, I don't understand anything I've decided recently. Because then I was like, but how does my computer work? And then that's a whole
but
different
that's
thing.
How, but then maybe we're all computers.
No, that's not true.
How do you know? How do you know it's not like the Matrix?
How
or
do you
the
know the orange skin doesn't come later after the orange is grown? You don't.
You're a carbon-based unit, yes. Very true.
That we, but why do you know that though? Because that was found out by scientists.
Yes.
Exactly.
Right.
Who are imperfect.
Yes.
We don't know that. They could.
Is this Cody?
He got mad at us and he cut the whole thing.
Okay, I don't actually think it's.
I don't think he cut us.
Oh,
I think
we broke.
We broke the system.
I haven't done a single thing. Are you guys headphones?
Yeah.
Can you still hear us?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, word.
I thought you muted us.
All right, I'm just going to take these off and continue with the show. Right.
Yeah.
So one of the reasons I was so heady last night
was
because I'm watching Crisis on Infinite Earths right now. Did you watch the third episode?
I did not. Lindley came down with walking pneumonia yesterday.
Whoa.
And I was supposed to go to a friend's house and watch it with a bunch of friends. And I just completely just was like, you what? I was at a podcast recording and I planned to go over to see it. And then I got the text from Lindley. She's like, I'm at urgent care in Santa Monica. They say it's walking pneumonia. And I just took off and went to go take care of her last night. It was tough to leave her this morning. But so,
Let me ask you this.
I'm going to watch it.
Zero?
She isn't. Ken Knapsack.
Oh,
Ken Knapsack!
So she got it from you, though.
She got it from me, though, taking care of me the last week.
Wow. Is she okay?
She's okay. And she's staying home, thank God. Like, I'm telling her to stay home the rest of the week. But, yeah, so that's why I didn't see Crisis. I was supposed to go with a bunch of friends to see it.
Well, I'm going to talk a little Crisis.
Please
do. It's definitely why I was in my head and getting stoned, too, because it was like this
well,
stuff
a superhero
is,
show.
This, yeah, but this is crazy, man. The alt timelines and Earths, wild.
Yeah.
And the way that they're showing it, the third episode was the best episode so far. We're on a break until January. But there's something about it that they're really touching on, which is making you question, like, how you are with yourself and which version of you, and are there multiple versions of you at once, and what is the realist, especially
like
Black
Spider-Verse
Lightning
style.
Going in. Yeah, kind of. They did a really excellent job, and I'm liking what they're doing, as you know from last episode, with the seven. We have to get the seven. I forget what it's the seven disciples, whatever they are, and figuring out who they are and how we get them. There's a couple cool reveals in this one I don't want to spoil for you, but learning where they come from. And I just think that they're all doing such a great job on the show. Like, I don't know. I thought that it was going to be more for people who don't watch. I don't know if you guys would enjoy it as much.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the stuff I've seen, like I said, I'm like, I get it. I get why people enjoy it. It's just not the type of – because there's so much content out there, if I have to pick something, that's not like my top. Mostly because I'm like, oh, that's something that if I've seen everything I wanted to see, I can feel like a kid from the 90s and watch a show that looks like it's from the 90s, right? Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I feel about it. And definitely take a hit up the pen.
Thank you. Yeah. I will do that after.
I'm definitely interested in all my Supermen running around, and that's what interests me. But it feels daunting because I haven't seen a show ever at the CW. So as a hypocrite and liar about this whole Crisis thing,
yes, that's true.
As you know,
definitely.
I might binge these three now that they're done
before January,
just to see how I feel.
How long is it on the app?
How long is it going to be? Like, how many episodes?
So it's five episodes.
Okay.
So three now, two in Jan.
Okay.
And they took the spots of the CW show. So it's like a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And then when we come back, I guess they're probably going to do a Wednesday. Mm. I don't know, Thursday. I'm not sure exactly the schedule. But they're taking, like, Flash's spot, Arrow's spot, Supergirl's spot. But.
And are all the cameos, like, basically spoilers? Or can people know
that
all these people
are showing
up?
Like, tonight there was I guess it's a semi-spoiler, but we knew he was coming. Lucifer makes an appearance on the show.
Because he's great.
Last night, which I was so excited about because I am obsessed with him and the show in general. Because you guys know Lucifer, like, hashtag save Lucifer.
Yeah.
I feel like... Not to take all the credit, but I did that.
That's fine. You did
really
save Lucifer hashtag, and I did release the Snyder Cut.
Yeah,
exactly. We all started that.
And was cool. Constantine makes appearance as well. So there's a lot of different cameos, but they're working incredibly well in it. And also, Lex Luthor is doing such a great job on the show right now.
Who plays him?
It's what the hell's his name from Two and a Half Men?
John Cryer.
John Cryer. Yeah. Ducky is Lex Luthor?
Ducky is Lex Luthor.
Yeah,
which,
Ducky
if you remember from Superman 3 or 4, he is Lex Luthor's assistant. Young John Cryer.
That's crazy.
He's really excellent, actually. Yeah. And we had seen him previously on Supergirl, and then he left the show. And now in this, he's just interacting with the rest of everybody so well. Because I think he doesn't work with them all the time, there's a lack of chemistry in a way that Lex Luthor would have a lack of chemistry with all of the characters.
Right.
You know, like it's like an outsider coming in and they're all like, get off our lawn. It's working really, really well. So the first episode I was feeling meh on. The second I was feeling stronger about. And after this third episode, I'm just
super in
on Crisis.
Cool. Nice.
It might be the best crossover they've done so far, which is saying something because their crossovers are pretty awesome.
Yeah, and it's the most – characters they've thrown into a crossover. So to make it work so well is pretty surprising.
They couldn't possibly put any more characters in it. There is no more time for it.
Well, maybe I'll have to catch up during Christmas break because I got to watch that.
But if you do catch up, how do we know that you're telling the truth?
Yeah, you won't, because I'm a liar and a hypocrite. Yeah, yeah.
I guess that's true. How are
this is still
team?
This is still not weird. Working.
Still buzzing.
We are muffled.
I don't know how you guys are doing that. So let's talk a little bit about Richard Jewell, because that's the other thing that I saw last night. Darina, you were there with me. Roka, again, you saw it 4.5 years ago.
It just keeps getting longer.
My siblings make fun of me all the time because that's what I do. Just
is that what
expand.
Like when I keep adding words.
Yeah, I'll be like, in 1749, you told me that.
That is when he was born.
So. True. The second time. Yeah. The second time. Yeah.
Paybacks.
See, when Columbus came over.
And Darina and I actually sat next to each other in the Richard Jewell screening.
Right, because we're friends and not acquaintances.
Great point. Yeah. So Richard Jewell in general, obviously this is non-spoiler. How are you feeling, Roka? I haven't even picked your brain about
it. How could you be a non-spoiler? It's a historical thing that happened.
I know.
What do you mean?
No, non-spoiler, because do you understand how many people get upset when you spoil things that actually happened?
Fair enough.
Anybody born after the 90s.
The ship sank in Titanic. Sorry, y'all.
No, people get upset when you say that.
Really?
Nuh-uh.
Well, I do think that there are certain things that could be – like the movie does lay out for you very early on that what actually happened.
Right.
So it's not like it's a guessing game throughout.
Right.
They're very clear about it. But there are some things that did surprise me, like family interactions and things that I didn't know about.
Right.
But how did you feel?
I love the movie. I think it's Eastwood's best movie since Letters from Iwo Jima. I think it's even better than American Sniper. I think Paul Walter Hauser is incredible.
He's so good.
I mean, he's a star.
Richard Jewell.
Straight up.
Yeah. And
so good.
He's getting no love from the awards, from the big award organization so far.
Do you think that's just because he's not a big name?
I have a theory about this, and I don't want to be controversial necessarily, and I don't want to shoot the hand that feeds me, but I have a feeling that I think it's because Eastwood is a conservative, a strong conservative. I think some liberal critics are going into this movie with their minds made up and not wanting to give it love, not wanting to promote it or push it. And the same thing happened with Rambo when they called it a MAGA movie.
Right.
And I think they go in with their minds already made up.
Wait, what are you
so
talking about the hand that feeds you, though? Are you saying Democrats are
critics.
Feed you?
I mean, being a critic on here, a lot of my fellow critics are liberals and what have you, and Democrats, whatever.
But doesn't Clint Eastwood movies get love from the Academy anyways?
They used to.
Do you think that's something in recent years?
Yeah,
changing?
I think in recent years it's kind of dropped off, and I wonder, because I just don't understand.
Did you find this movie to be conservative?
I didn't, but I've seen some reviews who are claiming because it's against the FBI and against the media.
But that's like a bunch of like my people,
exactly.
Like leftists are also. That's why I was telling them, like, this is my kind of movie, that, like, to question authority. That's why I liked
exactly.
it.
And that's what I liked about it, too. I felt it was a universal story about what can happen to one person when these strong forces turn against them and then try to – and then won't admit that they're wrong, even though the evidence clearly shows what actually happened. And so what that does to a family, what that does to a person from the inside out, emotionally, physically, what it does to a relationship. And if you don't have someone who understands the system and how to play the system to defend you, you're screwed in this country.
Right.
You're screwed in any country, really.
Right.
So,
I mean, this isn't a spoiler, but I was telling Roxy yesterday that I love the scene because they're basically talking about Sam Rockwell's character, who obviously I think he had the most fun character out of them all, and
yes.
I think we all love him. He's an amazing actor. But one of the things he says is like, "Oh, this isn't the U.S. government. This is three pricks who work for the U.S. government."
Right.
And I thought that was a really cool thing for them to do in the movie because it's telling you, yes, there are people that work. You know, there that aren't necessarily like or don't mean as well as we would like to, right? That they aren't working for the people, and that does happen, but it doesn't mean the entire system is broken,
right?
Yeah,
I thought this movie was incredibly upsetting. It was so excellently done, and I think that he deserves a lot more love than he's getting right now. Sam Rockwell was also amazing.
Yeah.
Kathy Bates was incredible.
She's
in
so
this.
Great.
And across the board, I thought it was so well done. But it was really upsetting to watch, even knowing what was going to happen.
Yeah, right.
It was still hard to watch because sometimes you don't think – when you're watching characters not think of other people as people – that to me is like the hardest thing to watch on screen sometimes.
Well, and also it just portrayed, you know, what the media does, right? Mm-hmm. And like how it wasn't just the U.S. government, it was the media ruining this family's life, right? Yeah, and like, right. And I think that's, they set that out really well with Olivia Wilde's character, right? Who I guess there was some controversy going around that as to how she was portrayed, which I think is dumb because I thought it was a character that you understand, even though, mm-hmm. you know, yes, she does some bad things or whatever, but she later realizes what she did, right?
I did not understand her.
You didn't?
Okay. No, I didn't. You mean understand as in respect?
No, not respect, but it's like, but
you understand why she's making
but people,
her choices.
You heard about this, right, John?
Yes, of
course. There was some controversy that I believe that the newspaper itself was saying that the character, what's her name? Kathy.
Yeah. She's the reporter. She's the main reporter in the movie.
That she wasn't portrayed properly.
Right. Like, I've seen
because
all of
she basically, because she died a while ago, and they were saying that, oh, like, she's just somebody that's like, you're portraying her as somebody that's having sex to get news.
To get information.
And which is, I didn't see the character like that. I saw her as much more not two dimensional. Yeah. I don't know what you guys thought.
How did you feel?
I thought so too, and I didn't understand the controversy at all. You're going to tell me there's not people in the business of the world who use whatever tools they have in their toolbox to get to where they want to get to? Yeah, I'm not surprised by it.
And to me, she was a good reporter, regardless of just wanting to, like, I would also want to have sex with John Hamm.
Like, well.
It's like, wow, I like disagree across the board
but
completely.
She's, really? That you wouldn't have sex with John Hamm?
I would definitely have sex with John Hamm. Sorry, I agree on that one point.
But I think she was she's I think what Olivia Wilde does is fantastic as that reporter in her journey. Is it overall an earned journey? I don't know. But I like what she does, and I don't judge her for it because I think she's doing what she needs to do. The big controversy is that the editor says there's no evidence that she did that, and she's not here to defend herself.
That's what I don't think that I think that they have a right to tell a story in a movie, and that's totally fine.
Right.
But I did not think that I thought her character was definitely the weakest point of the movie.
That's fair.
Because I did find her relatively two-dimensional, and in a time where I think women are finally having stories be told about them, and we have to be careful about which stories we're telling. Mm. Who knows if this story was true? Who knows if it's not? I don't know. And if somebody tells me, yes, this is her, this is what she was like, she was banging anybody she could to get any story she could, then that's fine. Then we should do that. But I haven't. Have you guys heard that in the past? Has that been?
No.
I guess for me is the fact that if there's any female character in a movie that is depicted in a way that she's just a sexual person, people immediately tend to, or audience members immediately tend to go like, oh, that's who she is. That's who her character is. And I feel that's annoying to me because we get male characters like that all the time. So it's like, why can't a woman in a movie just be like, oh, yeah, I like sex, but I'm also a good reporter. That's how I saw it.
That's how you saw it? That she liked sex and was also a good reporter and there was nothing to do with one another?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, you didn't think she was sleeping to get stories?
I mean, no. That's not how I saw it.
I think in this situation, she used it one time.
Yeah, one time, but because she was actually interested in the guy. Yeah.
Right.
Like, they had, like, to me, it was clearly they had a thing.
I think we watched her try to do that, like, five times.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay. I just didn't enjoy her character, and it didn't enhance the movie for me. I think Olivia Wilde's an absolute straight-up awesome director, actress, person. Yeah. Like, she just seems baller. Nothing to do with her. Just this character was unnecessary to me. So, but in general, loved the movie.
I say one thing?
Yeah.
Because Olivia Wilde defended this thing.
Uh-huh.
In an interview, she said, I spoke to her colleagues, her friends. I spoke to the authors of the recent book about the event. I spoke to a screenwriter, Billy Ray. I spoke to Vanity Fair reporter, Marie Byrne. I spoke to everybody to get a sense of her. I spoke to her family, her brother, everybody. And she talks about the fact that she thinks it's unfair that James Bond can sleep with whoever he wants to sleep with and get information.
Yep.
But if a female reporter sleeps with
him,
unfair.
So.
But then you're consistent, and that's okay. And I believe I respect that.
We're talking more about other audience members that do that,
right?
Yeah.
Right. But then other people are looking at this, going, "Wait, she slept with some guy to get some information."
Right.
And really, it's the John Hamm character who looks like the idiot in the situation,
exactly.
Not her.
Of course, he looks like I mean, he's a dickhead the whole movie.
Well, that's what I'm saying, and so I think it's unfair. She's getting.
I just thought she was flat. She was flat.
That's fair. Right. Absolutely.
Which is fine, yeah.
Not the performance, the character.
But
anyway, I'm glad that we all seem to like it. Riley, are you seeing this?
I really want to see it, yeah. I mean, there are so many movies I got to catch up on. So many. I mean, we'll probably get into it later in the show when we talk about this year,
right,
in the top 10 stuff that we want to get to. But
yeah, we have a big show planned for today, guys. We've got a ton of news that's going on, but also for the last half hour of the show, we did make our top 10 list of the decade, which is
we're gonna fight about it. I'm gonna text cry you guys. About it.
It was like midnight when I texted you guys. Guys, I don't think I can do this.
Yeah,
like I
meanwhile, I'm like, I'm done with my list.
I was sitting there going through it.
This kind of stuff is so stressful for me because I go back and forth and back and forth about what is, when you do top 10, is it favorite? Is it best? Is it a combination of both?
Yeah.
Is it the thing that you think is most well made? Is it the one that spoke to your heart the most?
Right.
And also the way we did it was one per decade, per year. Mm-hmm. So you had to pick one from 2010 through 2019 top 10.
Which was so difficult because
some
years I'm like, there's like four movies that I love so much and I can't pick. And then there's a couple years that I was like, this year sucked.
You know what year I felt like that about?
What?
This year. There are so many movies this year that I love.
Yes.
Yeah. You felt the same way?
Yeah. Well, 2011 is the year that I think sucked, but 2019 feels like a lot of great, great movies.
And last year, too.
And Rox, let me tell you, as a veteran of top 10 lists, it's the weekly battle. It is the weekly battle.
It's challenging.
Is it the best film or is it the film you like the most? And so it's always that struggle. And Matt and I always struggle with that as we create our own lists before we even tell each other, because we never tell each other our list before we start the show.
Right.
So it's each one of us is discovering where we've got a film ranked as we do the show. And then combining the list at the end is always the big fight.
Right.
Yeah. So I hear what you guys are saying.
Okay, cool. Well, looking forward to the big fight later.
The reason we wanted to do this, too, is because Collider actually put out with Mac Goldberg the top 25 of the decade.
Right.
So we're actually going to play a fun game where we go around and we say ours and then compare and see what he has on his.
Because I'm sure it's very different from what we hear.
He's known to be, I would say, as controversial as any of us.
Right.
So that will be really hard. How many do you guys think that we're going to have in common with each other?
Like, I'll probably have like three or four max.
Three seems safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say three.
But
three, maybe. Yeah, three is probably a good.
Whose list is going to be the most similar?
To
each other.
I'm thinking maybe Roka.
I saw you when I was going through the list. I was like, I think Dorina and I might have.
There's a couple that I was like, I bet you Riley's going to put this one, but I'm going to switch it because I didn't want to be the same as you.
Right. That's nice.
No, that would happen.
Maybe, probably.
Guys, get in on this at home right now if you are watching. We have another hour before we are going to get to this. So make your own top 10 list. Play along with us or pick which team you think that you're going to be most in agreement with based on what we've had opinions in the past and see if it lines up with you because I definitely nervous about this one, guys.
Yeah.
I'm nervous about it.
Do you think you just are going to have so many movies that people don't like or what?
No.
I mean, just plain ho.
Just ho, ho, ho. Christmas and stuff. Man, I don't agree with anybody on anything anymore. Like, I just...
That's why it's going to be fun.
I really on purpose tried not to pick my favorites. The thing that I thought... I tried to do a combination. Mm-hmm. Thing that I thought was the top movie of that year. So, like, even what I picked for this year, it was not my favorite movie of this year. It's what I thought was the top, whatever I'm describing the top as.
Yeah.
Like the peak of the mountain of cinema.
Mountains with jacuzzis and booze, right? Top of the mountain.
Hopefully they're playing that clip, but I just don't know because
Hot Tub Time.
I can kind of hear.
I'm gonna fix it.
Ooh, is it back? Can we have headphones again?
No, it's not back. It's not back.
It's not back. Gonna fix it during the break.
Exactly. You want to know what, Cody?
On that note, let's just cut the break. We'll come back, guys. We have a lot of news to go over today, including SAG Award nominations. Also, Kill Bill 3?
Yes, finally.
Home Alone stuff and more. We'll see you guys after this break. We'll be right back.
All right, guys, I think I fixed the headphone issue, so I'm going to start playing Sandboy!
That ass.
That's a dong take.
Also go around the office and see who has the nicest ass, and they can be your Captain America.
That's true.
So
we can use that here. Kalinowski is the nicest ass. Kalinowski is the nicest ass. Kalinowski is the nicest ass.
Does
it?
It's an illusion!
Make it big.
Yeah. My man. Not right now, Derek.
Guess who fixed the motherfucking tech?
Cody.
Oh, shit. Guess Cody. Who is the motherfucking best?
Cody.
Hey, that was good.
Cody, you're the shit. And that is it.
Did you hear the song? Rena, Riley,
Roka, Roxy.
No, what song?
It was on Twitter.
It was on Twitter.
Somebody added a badass beat behind it.
Oh, yeah?
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Do you got it, Cody, or no?
OG lyrics.
No, oh, there it is.
Wow, we sound great.
Oh, I know. Cody's in a great mood now.
Yeah.
When Cody plays Sugar Ray, you know he's good.
Dang. Also, I know we got a lot of news to get to, but I did want to give a shout-out, because I forgot yesterday, to friend of the show, Danny Fernandez, guys.
Yeah.
HBO Max
Congrats,
is developing her
Danny.
Comedy 1% Happy. So dope.
That's
that
huge.
Was everywhere. Huge. Deadline was pushing that thing. Like, I couldn't believe it. I know that she's been saying that she got something picked up or that there's in development. That's huge. So congratulations to Danny Fernandez. Also, tons more news. Mark Riley, what's going on in the world?
Well, let's get into it, everyone. Everybody has been talking about Kill Bill.
Kill Bill!
So
happy.
You know, why'd you put your hand on John for that? Are you a big Kill Bill fan?
Mass is my favorite film of his. The whole bloody affair.
Yeah.
Mine too. Same. Yeah.
From beginning to end.
Same. It's perfect.
So that's
perfect movie.
All of your favorite
perfect two movies.
Tarantino.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
I go back and forth,
first of all, Kill Bill 1, Kill Bill 2,
right.
And Pulp Fiction.
Oh.
I always am like trading.
With me, it's Inglourious Basterds. That's my other favorite of his.
Really?
I think that's also a perfect movie.
Inglourious Bastards. Pulp Fiction is still my favorite.
Yeah, Pulp Fiction is
I revisit it all the time. Mm. It's just hard not to just love that movie. But Inglourious Basterds is up there. Django Unchained has really
great.
Climbed that ladder.
Yeah.
He doesn't
freaking
make bad
love
movies.
That movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Jackie Brown. Come on. Jackie Brown is so good.
That's a fair point you made. He's never made a universally accepted bad movie.
No.
Incredible. Maybe, same with like people like Scorsese, right? Like they're just like –
Scorsese, same.
He's done some bad ones.
Like what?
New York. That's pretty terrible. Liza Minnelli and Robert De Niro.
Yeah, I guess that's not great.
Yeah, it's not a good one. I don't
but
like
is
Shutter
it
Island.
Better, but is it? But are they better than Marvel movies?
Yes. Well, it's a whole other conversation.
Who do you think is the director who's made the most good movies?
Stanley Kubrick.
Kubrick.
Spielberg.
Hitchcock.
Spielberg, couldn't you?
Spielberg, yeah.
The
well,
most
Spielberg,
in terms of volume.
Yeah, most.
Volume, yeah. But then you have – but they're always so – they're good. You can never argue how good they are. It's just maybe the like.
But how many of
like
them
War
are
Horses.
Great, though? Mm.
Yeah.
That's my point. Like Kubrick,
that was my question.
They're all great.
Kubrick.
Thanks, Roxy.
Are
they close to the show?
Yeah. Fincher. What about you? What do you
did
think,
you say
Roxy?
Great or good?
Fincher.
I think the most good movies.
David Fincher. Fincher's fair. Billy Wilder is really the choice.
Fincher's, yeah.
Billy Wilder.
Billy Wilder?
He's done. Billy Wilder's done like 45 great movies, so you know.
Well, then in that case, Takashi Miike made like 90 movies.
Kurosawa.
Like,
if you start CGI-ing me, then it will be me.
Nolan, I would say, is way up there.
Yeah. Riley, news.
Okay.
What you got?
Jesus, sorry.
Get on it, Riley. God damn it, we've been waiting.
Yeah. Jump on it.
Jump on it.
Jesus. Thank you.
So Tarantino, after getting a nomination, received 5 Golden Globes for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. He sat down with Andy Cohen on Andy Cohen Live. And they asked him what's going on with Kill Bill Volume 3. And he said, funny enough, I just had dinner with Uma Thurman the night before this interview, right? At a Japanese restaurant, no less. And he said that there was a hurdle, basically. I'm going to paraphrase. There was a hurdle to figure out what's going on with the bride to warrant a Volume 3. He said he figured it out. So he said it's in the cards. It's just going to be a while from now. He's got it. He has some other things on the horizon. And then he's going to get to Kill Bill Volume 3. But
how many movies is he making?
Yeah, right. 10.
Because I thought he was going to make one last one, right?
So what does he mean that it's going to be a while?
Because he has, I think there was a TV project that he was planning on working on before that.
Star Trek film.
All it says here is he's got some other things on the immediate horizon. And his writing has taken on some new forms recently, though he doesn't mention the novel this time. He does bring up a play that he's written and 5 episode television series. So
also,
a play, 5 episode television series. So I wonder if Kill Bill, if that's the immediate horizon, Kill Bill Volume 3 would be his 10th.
And Star Trek would, he already
it's
said, is a loophole.
He happen.
Already said, though, if he is, it's a loophole. Do you guys remember
it
that?
Is, yeah. He's not going to, I don't think he'll direct it. If anything, I think he'll write it.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we're going to see his name on a ton of things. Producing things, writing things. I think eventually directing again.
I don't think he's...
Or he could make a 10th movie and Kill Bill Volume 3 is part of one movie being Kill Bill
exactly.
1 and 2.
Dude has a loophole for everything. Loophole, you get a loophole. You get a loophole. Like, he loves
love
to
holes.
Work. So we're going to see him work for a really long time, I think.
Would you want to see him do the long-rumored Vega Brothers?
Not now.
Why?
Because I'm all too old.
Yeah. Plus, so what, though?
Plus, it doesn't. The Irishman, you'd be.
And it doesn't match up kind of time wise.
Yeah.
Unless they do Irishman.
Yeah, you'd have to,
Let me ask you this. What would you guys want Kill Bill Volume 3 to be? Because my first thought was Vivica A. Fox's kid.
That's always
is
been
the one
rumor.
That,
the rumor.
That comes back, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what it would be. What else would it be?
Yeah, she goes for revenge on
the bride.
He says he's figured out. He figured out the caveat or
the hurdle.
Conquering the concept of what's happened to the bride was the hurdle.
What do you guys think that even means? And what do you think he figured out?
I think that's the concept and the through line of the story on how to involve the bride when her story is complete.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she got her vengeance.
Yeah, she got her child.
But the whole movie, the whole story is about revenge. So maybe now this kid gets revenge on her, right? And then the bride dies at the end. That's how her story ends.
Unless the kid is trained as well, and yes, the bride will die, but the kid. And those two, find a way to fight as well.
Right.
Her kid and Vivica Fox's kid.
That'd be cool. They join forces.
Next generation.
Right.
And then their kids go after them. And then their kids. So we can get volume 3, 4, 5.
7.
B. 7.
Which comes after 6.
It does.
Are you sure it's not 8 or 9?
Not sure.
Comes after.
Anybody nervous about a Kill Bill 3 or everybody excited?
Excited.
I'm excited too.
I've been wanting this movie forever, so I cannot wait to see it. And it's Tarantino. It's not going to be bad.
Don't be hesitant.
Monday.
You'll be my number one woman.
You know
how you eat.
Good Lord.
Kill Bill.
I like that.
I like when he does it. Like when he goes into the interview, he's like,
Bill. Is this your mustache?
I can't even acknowledge what just happened, so I'm going to move forward. Riley, you said you're hesitant. Why?
I am hesitant, just because of that.
But the orange conversation was fine?
You know, she's not wrong.
Crazy. That stuff is crazy.
I didn't say it wasn't.
It's crazy.
I never thought about, bananas.
No, that's not crazy.
That's so cool.
It's a one peel. Tell me, Riley, why are you hesitant?
I think it's because of that the story feeling so closed, for the bride. And I guess I'd be
you
interested.
You like where it wrapped.
I liked where it wrapped. Yeah. And there's a part of me that wants to see him do something. Like every time he does a new movie, that is a new awesome movie that we get. So Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Django Unchained and Glorious Bastards, all these movies that come out, they're so different. He plays with his genre right. so much. He does something so fascinating. I know exactly what I might get in a Kill Bill Volume 3, mm-hmm. and that's okay. But I don't think – I think I would want a new idea from Tarantino rather than revisiting something that I felt was so perfectly closed off.
Okay. I mean, I understand
that. Is that controversial?
Yes.
I don't
you're a hypocrite and a liar.
You're not saying you...
I am a hypocrite and a liar. And apparently need to catch up on more movies because yes. I pissed somebody off in the chat. But
you can't watch anything until you watch Crisis of
Panic. Holy crap. So much. You know what? I'll just postpone my wedding so I can catch up
Please.
On all this shit.
You cannot get married
Julie's
unless you watch
love
Crisis.
That.
She'll love that. She already loves it now where I'm like, hey, I want to catch up on some movies right now that just finally came on, you know... to streaming or whatever, and we have to sit there and do. She's like, the cake. She's like, no, we have to get a day of coordinator. I'm like, fuck.
Is that
right.
how you guys talk to each other?
How is it going
when you're planning?
Riley, we haven't wedding checked in a minute. How are you doing,
guys? We got a lot of shit done last night. I will say that. It's a little stressful. I won't lie. The guest list is the most stressful thing in the world.
You don't have to invite any of us. But you will. But you should.
But I should.
But you don't have
but that,
to.
No, but it's not even that. It's more like,
I like
you know,
to dance.
You like
Me
to dance.
Too.
Good.
I'm just saying I'm a fun person. I have a party.
Same.
I
yeah, we're really
lot.
Good
guys,
at parties.
I'm going to say this right now.
We'll bring you oranges.
Please, you guys
you
are
really
right
dance?
In my
like, are you a lane dancer?
I love to dance.
Are you a lane dancer or you can really
well,
dance?
Well, I am Jewish, so we do have two left feet typically, but okay. I can break it down on a dance
Do
floor.
You just like go in a circle? Is that what happens?
Is it like Julie Louis?
Have you guys never heard that about Jews?
No.
No?
I'm really? Not touching that at all.
Yeah.
Knock yourself out.
No, that's like that's a thing that we like typically, if you've ever seen like footage of a bar bat mitzvah, it's like a bunch of people like
doing the Elaine, like apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That's what he said. Yeah.
That's only my cousin dances, and he's not Jewish, so you can compare notes at the wedding.
Yeah. Wow. We really know how to, but I like to actually dance.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to dance our ass off.
Yes,
so
I cannot wait.
So,
continue
yeah.
with the wine.
So, yeah, with the wine, yeah. We got a lot done, but it is like the little things are now coming out. Like last night, she's like, florist. I was like, oh, fuck right. And I was like, day of coordinator. Oh, fuck right. Okay. But here's this, you know, contract for the DJ and send that out. Great. Got that done. Photography. Got that done. So there are things. And now we have to save the dates that are about to go out. I got to get addresses. And then I have to start looking at invitations. We have to make a payment to the venue. It's like there's a lot. Like,
why do we
so
save
much
the dates
work.
Have to be physical? Why can't they be an email?
Mine was an
be
email.
Real?
You know, that's what I suggested.
Tradition.
It's kind of traditional.
Mine was an email.
It's
my invite was an email. I was like, here you go, guys. You want to come party? Cool.
It was?
Oh, yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Save That's the awesome. Trees. Real yeah. quick, how's your wedding planning going?
Am I winning the bet?
Yeah, you might win the bet.
Yeah. Race to the altar.
I asked her over the weekend just sitting on the couch. I just grabbed her hand. I was just random like, will you marry me? She goes, while you're coughing in the middle of you watching the sports, that's not when you're going to ask me. It's not when you're going to ask me.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Wait,
agree.
Wait, hold on. Pause.
Actually,
wait,
I agree
wait,
with
wait,
your
wait,
lovely
wait,
maybe
stop.
Fiance
Everybody
who might
stop.
Walk away.
Everybody stop. It is Wednesday. You have been on the show twice this week.
Yeah.
You this weekend proposed to your girlfriend?
Proposed. Like, it's a done deal. It's already
going to
happen.
How many times
it's
have you
like,
proposed like that?
Never. I've never grabbed her hand and proposed.
Why did
like
you
that.
Do it like that?
But I've always we call each other future wife and future husband all the time. So
do many many couples.
Oh, okay. But I've never done that with anyone.
I'm not saying neither have I, okay. but I know a lot of couples who do that.
Oh, fair enough.
But you proposed. That's not calling somebody future. Yeah. That's you saying, "Will you marry?"
Yeah,
me?
You did.
Don't you have to have a ring?
No.
You know what? The words do and should mean something.
Wait,
well,
you,
she knows I'm going to marry her.
Okay.
You turned over to her and you proposed to her.
She was walking by, yeah. I grabbed her hand. And I held
Wait,
her
but
left.
What happened? Talk to me.
No, she was just walking by where I was watching football.
What made you think that
it's
was
been over
a good
a year.
Idea?
Yeah.
I'd seen some commercial that got me really emotional.
What was it?
And so I was all in love place. And
Did
so
you
she
watch the
by?
Peloton bike commercial and that's what got you into it?
No, wait,
you know what?
John,
it's been a year. And
I have so many questions about this. I'm not saying what? That it's good or bad. I'm just curious why then. Like,
I just
she
was
walking by.
Moment.
But how many times did she walk by you?
all the time.
Right.
We live together.
But this was the time that...
Yeah, just the moment I felt it. I was like, all right, I'm just going to grab her hand and tell her. And
but then, she said, she no, don't fucking sports, do that shit. Do it properly.
Yeah, rightly so. She kind of said, you know what, fuck you. Yeah. This is not the way
my baby
what
don't play.
She, what if she had said yes?
Great.
Then you guys would have been engaged.
I don't know.
What's making you guys wait to get married? How long have you been together?
We over a year now. Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Over a year now. I think I'm just waiting for the right place because
– place in your life or physical location?
Physical location. Because she said like –
So the living room was not the right
I mentioned the showdown a couple times and she lost her
mind. That's probably not.
Because I considered it at one point to do it at the showdown after I won the belt.
But she lost her mind in a bad way.
She was like, I'll kill you if you do that.
But that's just because it's the Schmodown? Because like public, it sounds horrible.
Yeah.
No.
She's an introvert. So for her, public is no good.
Yeah, that's Julie too. She would have killed me.
That. Would you like that, Roxy? I would hate that.
I mean, I can't even think about myself right now. I'm stuck on you.
Yeah, so am I.
Because John, you like just so casually drop the fact that you've been dating somebody for over a year.
Yeah.
Somebody that you multiple times like almost went down to City Hall with, but you didn't.
Not yet.
But you just proposed to her and you're downplaying this hard.
Yeah, because it's just such a foregone conclusion. Like it's not even a question for us. So I was just in the moment and I grabbed her hand. And it's perfect us for
Did
her to be like.
Did you make a speech?
No.
I just grabbed her and said.
I said, I love you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Will you marry me? And she just goes. You're not asking me why you're watching sports and finishing up coughing into a tissue paper because you're sick. Right now, we're not doing this right now. And she just walked away.
Are you
going to
get her a ring?
That's amazing.
Of course. She's already sent me like selections.
I love the comments in the chat. UFEP Play says, the man was in the mood, people. It's meant to happen that way.
Okay.
And then Lady Musaki says, Roka, you effed up.
Archie says, proposal of a proposal.
Yeah, it's a proposal of a proposal. Yeah.
That's good.
She was walking.
Yeah, I mean,
we'll do. I mean, I think if we go a good way again, like we did earlier this year, which was in March or April, we went to London for like 9 days, 10 days. We might go to New Zealand or Australia if they give me permission to go and take vacation, or we go to Europe. I will ask her probably there.
So if she's watching, you spoiled it for her.
Maybe. Yeah. But she knows it's happening.
Right.
Did you get on one knee?
No. I was sitting on the couch.
Daddy Cody, chime in.
Hey, guys. Roka, this is pretty funny. What were you watching that inspired you to do this? I know you're watching sports. Did Dwayne Haskins throw a touchdown?
No. I don't think he threw a touchdown. I was watching
pick six, and I was like, I can't deal with this.
I can't take my
mind off this loss here. Hey, babe,
it was one of Jameis's four interceptions.
I wanted to put something in the hole. I get it.
I was watching a commercial in the middle of the game, whatever game I was watching.
You were inspired by advertising.
Yeah, by advertising. Something in advertising.
Was it like every kid?
Oh, it was. It was the grandpa one, the evil apple one, where the kids make the thing for their the grandpa because the grandma's passed away.
That is an evil
commercial.
Holy shit.
And I thought to myself, God, I want to be that old and if she passes away, feel that kind of love and missing her. So I got inspired by that because that's how much I love her. Like, we're going to be together until we're dead.
You're like, I'm going to ask her to marry me. So when we get older, she dies before
she dies
and
before
I
me.
Get sad.
Yeah, we've already decided that. I have to die before her. Oh, no. I guess you're right. No, I have to die before her.
Wait, did anybody see Roxy's face? Yeah. You said something about, like, I want to be that old when somebody passes away or something like that. Yeah. And Roxy just went.
Kind of like that, guys, is that
Did
acceptable?
I just hear that?
Is that an acceptable thought? What should I react?
I just, like, can't even get over this right now.
Yeah.
By far
it's a great commercial.
I mean, man, apparently not great enough that you proposed to your girlfriend of over a year that you're hoping says yes so she can die one day when you're old.
It's like, what if you were one of those couples in When Harry Met Sally? It's like, this is how he proposed to me.
Oh,
we watched an Apple commercial. That would be your story.
No, I proposed to Julie after I saw a Jiffy Lube commercial. So it was like romantic. It was like weird. And
I want to own a car together one day. Got to change the oil.
I mean, wow. I guess we have more news to talk about, but like.
Not really.
I might.
Does it? It's not as important as
I
this,
might
apparently.
Come back to this often.
Yes, as we should.
As I have more questions.
Now we have to
put
it race to the altar question
mark.
Oh, she
her?
Would never come on the Aww. Show. Yeah. She would never come on the show. It just would be too much. But maybe. I don't know. It would take a lot
wow,
of convincing.
That was a quick turn.
It would take a lot of – because, I mean, she came to the Schmodown. She's That's done true. That, and I never thought she would ever do that.
I would also love to bring Julie. That'd be, she'd be so fun.
Oh, my God.
But anyway.
Those two do get along.
Are you going to have, like, a wedding?
No, she doesn't want one. She doesn't want a big wedding. She wants us to go right down to City Hall and just do it and be done with it.
I mean, that is What's easier. That?
I'm
did
the one
you
that
ask,
wants a big
does
wedding.
Does she have parents?
Her mom, yes.
Did you ask her mom?
No. Why would I?
Oh, John.
Cody, tell him, how did you propose, Cody? What did you do?
I did it on Christmas Eve evening.
Nice.
It was just us at home, and we started opening presents, and I was like, all right, I'll open up this one. And then, yeah, that's how it went.
Oh. A, that's freaking adorable. B, yeah, not sweet. On a whim. Right, Cody?
No, it was no, planned.
Planned. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Riley?
Yeah. I wine tasting up Cambria.
Yeah, that's right.
Popped a bottle. We went out for the sunset. I said, hey, I want to launch my drone that you bought me for Christmas and do this. She was like, oh, my God, launch the drone to get it all in position and then got down on one knee so yeah. I could film it.
Listen,
and have it forever.
I'm going to do it correctly.
And you just did it.
I was just being fun. I was just like in passing telling her how much I love her and that I want to marry her.
Yeah, okay. But there's a difference between I love you and I want to marry you and will you marry me?
Maybe in your mind. I think it's
Maybe you should propose like that.
What are we talking about? I can't hear you.
That's really...
Did you guys think I want to marry you and will you marry me are the same thing?
I don't know. They both terrify me, so I would, yeah. I mean, I'm married. But
you're the only one in the room who's married.
I know, but that's because we, like, talked about it, and, like, it wasn't a thing. Like, I was terrified of getting married.
Yeah.
But I found somebody that's like, oh, you know, we get married, we get divorced, that's fine. So I was like, done. You are perfect. But... I specifically asked him, do never ask me, ever. Because but I'm different, right?
So
like,
you do?
I've never wanted to get married. No, we talked about it. We're like, okay, my grandma's sick. We should do it. That was it.
Wow.
Very romantic.
Put it in the calendar.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I respect that.
But that's because we were not like wedding people, right? Like we only had a wedding because Mexican family wanted me to have a wedding.
Right.
Otherwise,
right.
We wouldn't have.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
my
all,
God.
It's all societal pressure BS that I didn't want to do, but we just did it. And it was fun. We danced.
I can't decide if it's half my friends wanting me to have a wedding and half me wanting or not. I can't decide. Because, yeah, she doesn't want a big wedding at all.
Right. I mean, you're dealing with the pressure right now that it's fucking crazy to plan. It sucks.
It's crazy to plan, but you know what I did the other night, which was really helping? I kind of shifted my focus around and went, you know what? We're going to throw just the best fucking party.
Great.
Like, exactly.
I just want to party with
That's
my
what we
friends.
Did.
Right.
Yeah.
And it happens Celebrate to be at a hotel, and it happens to have an ocean view, mm-hmm. and it's going to have some booze and some good food, and that's going to be awesome.
Just celebrate and have fun. Yeah. Party.
I think this is where my immaturity shows.
Okay. Just this moment.
Yeah.
Just this
a
moment.
A lot of moments. It's like the orange stuff.
Yeah,
also,
yeah.
Man.
So,
no, that one is
Can
exactly
I do something? Don't get mad.
Yeah, yeah. My OCDs. Oh, help.
My OCDs drive me insane. All right, go ahead.
Oh, this is covered in hair. Don't look too much because your OCD will go wild. I need a lint roller.
What's your immaturity?
My immaturity is like, I don't know, man. This is all, like, hearing all of your stories is bizarro to me.
Is it in the sense that you just don't see yourself there now, or is it because you've always had an image of what you want when you get older?
Oh my God, I have no image. I would like to win an Emmy. That's all I ever thought about was
right.
like
you
standing
don't care.
My Oscar and Emmy speech and the dresses I was going to wear there. I never thought about getting married or like having kids or anything
right.
shit
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. But that's cool. That's just but a different dream.
Maybe. Or I don't know, dreams change and stuff too.
Yeah,
but it's just it's Roxy, just interesting hearing you guys talk about it because like, whoa, I'm so not there.
Roxy, probably when I was your age, I had very similar kind of things. I never thought marriage. I thought career.
Mm.
Career. And then met somebody and I was like, okay, now I can find the balance. Divorce that somebody, oof. Things change.
Mm-hmm. John Rocha's
life
commentary.
Comes in balance. Oof. And it's like
half and half now, where it's like I know how to kind of put it in my head.
But isn't that crazy to you that like somebody who got married and was like, I'm never going to get divorced and did, as opposed to somebody who got married and was like, whatever if we get divorced.
Because right. I come from divorced parents too, right? That's why I never thought marriage was going to be a thing.
Yeah. And same, divorced parents. Probably many people who come – I mean, it's like 50% of people get divorced, yeah. I hear, is the number. You never just think it's going to be you. You're like, one's going to be different. And then, you know, it changes.
Wow.
So that's why it took – but then I think I came in around this one very differently. Like I got engaged a year after I met my ex.
Right.
Julie and I have been together 5 years. We got engaged – a year ago. It'll be 6 years when we get married. Mm. So it was like a long wait, which I don't think she was totally crazy about. And I wasn't doing it on purpose. I was just living life as I knew. And then
is that
now's
a long
the time.
Wait?
I don't know. I think it could be.
I don't know.
To each their own. Long. I have a friend. They were together for 10 years before they got married.
Dude, yeah. It totally makes me panic.
I also think that you don't have to get married, right? Like that's the thing. It just depends. Things totally. Times have changed. Back in the day, like people had to get married. They had kids because families were literally working together in whatever a fucking farm or whatever people did. Right.
Yeah,
now
right.
We're lucky, and now we complain about our phones. But
toil the land.
Right. Exactly. But now we don't have to do any of those things. I think people just do it like Riley said. It's a form of like, oh yeah, okay, we're together, let's do this, let's, you know, pay taxes together and have a party. But
yeah.
you don't have to do it, but I understand why people still do it.
Well, I mean, and for
taxes.
Me though, there was a big thing. I mean, oh, fuck it, I'll get personal. When you get divorced, that is traumatic. I was very, very scared.
Sure.
I hit a moment probably a year to a year and a half with Julie where we had to have some serious shit go on to figure out to get through that, like where she's like, I'm sick of you saying, you know, you're afraid of this. And I go, well, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Like,
of what?
I'm
getting married?
Getting married and fucking it up again.
Right.
Well, like getting hurt again.
Getting hurt, going through that. Like, you know, it just was something that I just was just petrified of. So that when – but then all of a sudden, that's sometimes what happens with people. All of a sudden I was like, why am I scared? Like, I know – okay, let's get to this. You know, it's just something that just happened.
But I think it's
naturally.
But it is exactly. It's like organic, right? Like you actually, it's because you weren't looking and you were going through like your grieving process for your own personal relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
And dealing with that. And then later you just met somebody that you're like, oh, I actually changed my mind because of you, right? That's exactly what happened to me. I'm like, yeah, like I'll marry Brennan because he's like me. He's cool with having an open relationship. You know, he's cool with we both have the same goals and priorities. And when you find that, it doesn't mean you're seeking it, but when you find that you're like, I'm going to change my mind now slightly because I found somebody that's a partner.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's really nice to find. When you find like somebody that's a partner, regardless of how that partnership evolves, it's really, really cool.
It's invaluable to have. She is my partner. Like, it is I've never had anyone ride or die with me the way she does. And that's why and vice versa. To both of us, it is just so organic and so just natural and accepted that it's not a big deal, you know. Mm-hmm. And however it's going to be for you is going to be for you, Rox. And I'm sure it'll be organic, but it'll happen in its time when it happens, if it even happens.
Yeah. Alex, do you want to get married?
Eventually. I got to find the rad gal.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You've always wanted like a family. And...
Oh, yeah, definitely. Very much so.
Because I'm curious as to like younger people, how do they feel? Because I feel like most people are just like, okay, boomer.
I think we're seeing
how younger people feel. I just, like, who the fuck knows?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
But that's exactly the correct answer.
Same with me. Like, across the board, even though I'm engaged, I was like, when I started dating, I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Nah. And that was like a year. So.
I was obsessed with it in my 20s. I was
obsessed
with getting married?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Finding the right girl. Really?
Why do you think
down.
That is, though? Do you think it's just because how we're raised and we're pressured
yes.
to thinking, yes, like
societal
at some point
pressure.
when you get to your 20s, you have to like have these checklists. And
yes.
Be, like,
I saw my friends
kids.
Getting married, having
right.
kids, buying houses.
All my
all
friends are doing
like,
that,
what?
But I don't feel that way
I'll
at
tell
all.
You what.
Good for you.
That's part of, I think, part of the failure of my marriage
yeah,
was
yeah.
the supposed checklist. I think my ex
yeah.
had that checklist, and we went into it way too kind of, you know, not smart.
And a lot of my friends that are divorced, it is because they got married young because they didn't know what they wanted. Like from your 20s to your 30s, you change a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I don't know that yet.
No, you're going to change a lot. Yeah, maybe you'll like cheese in a year.
I changed a lot from my 20s to my 20s.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You might like cheese in a few years.
I don't think so, but I'm always open to try it. Riley, let's get back to the news because we just took a weird fucking turn.
Thank you for the therapy, everybody. That felt good. How much is this session?
How do you feel now?
I don't know, but 5 cents, please.
5 cents. 5 cents. What are you, Lucy?
Yeah.
What's going on in Marvel?
Marvel. Oh boy. So we know now that Marvel is officially the TV arm is officially gone.
Oh yeah.
We knew it was coming. We knew it was coming because of the Disney Plus series, and now that all the TV series that are going to be streaming on Disney Plus are now going to connect to the bigger picture of the MCU. So this is coming from, I believe, Variety, who said that they're now shutting everything down. The Jeff Loeb-led shingle, which many believe me, moving towards the redundancy because of Kevin Feige taking over everything under the sun. Mm. They're all gone, but these shows are the live action shows that will continue the season are Hellstrom, the Howard the Duck animated series, Hit Monkey, Tigra and Dazzler Show, and MODOK, and they're all produced for Hulu. The latter four are expected to cross over an event called The Offenders. Hulu Marvel shows have been seen struggling for the moment now. The Ghost Rider adaptation was completely scrapped. So it just means that everything moving forward now, I don't think these shows that they listed here are long for this world.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we're going to see an end to them after maybe one season. Everything's going to go under the banner of Kevin Feige, which is going to connect everything to the MCU, and it's going to be found on Disney Plus. But
TV. I don't care about any of the shows except Howard the Duck.
Yeah. Why are you excited about this?
Howard the Duck?
No, you're just snapping when you were like, yes.
Oh no,
leaving.
I just wanted to be like Thanos. Get it? Because he snaps. I was doing the Ferris Bueller thing. It's like buy Marvel TV.
Do any of you guys watch Marvel TV?
Oh yeah.
What do you watch? What's your favorite?
You mean all the stuff that's been on Netflix and stuff?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, like everything that's Marvel TV.
Yeah.
But, I watch Marvel TV. So I was just curious if you were snapping because you were excited it's gone.
Yeah, no. Punisher season one is my favorite season of any of the Marvel shows. I liked Luke Cage. I liked Jessica Jones, but I found myself going in and out on that one.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. And Daredevil, of course, was very, very good. Iron Fist was terrible.
And the more I hear about
the behind the scenes stuff
you liked it.
How this guy didn't want to train and didn't want to do any martial art. Like, it's just, I'm glad it sank. But it led to the pissing away of the Defenders, and Defenders could have been fantastic, and it wasn't.
I know. That was disappointing because most of the shows are great. Yeah. But at the same time, it is kind of weird that like things like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. last so long, but then these others like, oh, bye to these really great Marvel Netflix shows.
Right. Do you guys think, though, that Marvel TV going away is going to eliminate opportunities for new characters to appear?
No, I think it's actually.
Or lessen them.
I think it's the opposite. I think they really want to be able to connect all of the characters in the Marvel library to the MCU.
Yeah.
Because that was a big question when we came into Daredevil.
Right, but I'm asking if that means that some smaller characters will not have a place anymore.
Yeah.
If they're all trying to connect.
Can you give me an example of smaller characters?
Are you talking about?
I mean, like Ghost Rider being eliminated because maybe Ghost Rider doesn't fit into their bigger picture of what's going on in the MCU, and they don't want to utilize him, so the show is not going to be merged because of that.
Right, the show's going away, but he, as the rumors, he's going to be introduced into one of the new ones, and from there they're going to
one
spin
of the new one what
new Marvel shows that are coming
for
Disney Plus,
but not one of the WandaVision, Loki.
Yeah, one of those. He's going to be in one of those, and from there they're either going to spin him into the movie,
but they think he can't
or do his own thing,
do his own show because they're using such flagships. Like, I'm just wondering if this means that some of the characters that are not as big as people on WandaVision or Loki or Hawkeye are not going to have their own shows.
Which
could be beneficial or not.
There's a bunch of conversations,
I think. Or they'll have a movie at some point, right? Like Blade. Maybe they'll make a Ghost Rider movie in the future.
I think they absolutely will, because when you think of Ghostbusters?
Who are you going to call?
Ghost Rider, Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage. I think they're long, Punisher especially, they're long for a movie. They I think sooner or later we're going to get them in a movie. So,
the characters, or the actors?
I don't know about the actors.
I say the characters.
Yeah. Daredevil.
Mike Coulter is deuces. Yeah. He's, I think he is on
I think if they're
the
smart,
next.
They would bring over the actors yeah. from
I
the
I would
Netflix
love it
series.
If they had those minor characters be more like Legion, right? Where that was just like a one-off show. That's my favorite Marvel show ever is Legion. And so, because it's so unique and it's very different than everything else we've seen.
Are we going to continue to get shows like that?
That's what I don't know. I would love that. That's my point.
Good question.
Where it's just like, it's like Joker, right? It's just a stand-up unique type of very different than the rest of the universe.
For me, I'm losing Cloak and Dagger, which I loved. So characters like that might not necessarily have fit, especially tonally. And Runaways, which I also adored.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm curious. It means what we're doing is big.
It's
all very big. I think big could be great and big could be a bummer.
Mm-hmm. I think they might start to test out Disney Plus series with their well-known characters, like a la Loki, a la Hawkeye. And then as those continue to start launching and connecting to bigger picture MCU stuff, we're going to it's all going to go hand in hand. And I think they'll start to probably introduce some new characters for Disney Plus streaming series, maybe on the smaller end, that don't necessarily need to connect to the MCU, but everybody will know it's like to use canon. It'll be all canon if it's on Disney Plus, and we could get a Ghost Rider, a new Runaways, Cloak and Dagger, and it'll be part of the larger thing, but it's all on Disney Plus. I think sooner or later they're going to want to do that.
Yeah.
And they're testing out the bigger name characters now to see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk SAG noms, guys.
Yeah.
Because we have award show controversy all week.
All the time.
I think we're always going to have it. Mm-hmm. Every year there's going to be people
that
are like
– Can we pull those up on the screen,
snubbed.
Alex, please?
Oh, we're going to pull those up.
Oh, thank you, Cody.
We're
going
to click that link. The link has been clicked.
Oh, shit.
The link has been clicked.
Man.
We're doing our job.
You had a rock star this morning?
Oh, yeah. I got it right here.
Yeah. All right.
Extreme.
Talk about sad.
Starting with outstanding performance in a male actor in a leading role, we've got Christian Bale, Leonardo DiCaprio, Adam Driver, Taron Egerton, and Joaquin Phoenix. Pretty similar to what we've been seeing so far. Any surprises on there for you? Not really for me.
Taron Egerton.
Why are you surprised?
I didn't know he was going to get nominated. I wanted him to get nominated. I was surprised.
Yeah. No, I agree with that, because after Rami Malek got it, like, I was like, are people going to notice it? Because I thought Taron was even better.
He actually does a lot of the singing, all the singing.
Yes,
himself,
right? He does. So good. And I just found out last night on Twitter, apparently Elton John couldn't read his own biography because he was getting too emotional. So he hired Taron Egerton to read his biography. So now the audiobook of his biography is read by Taron Egerton.
That's awesome. That's amazing. If you could scroll up, because Riley's head is so big. Yes. Outstanding performance by a female actor in a leading role. Sydney Erivo,
big-headed
Scarlett Johansson, Lupita Nyong'o, Charlize Theron, Renee Zellweger.
Fuck yeah, Lupita. That's should have been nominated for a Globe.
You had said that previously when we were talking about these, that Lupita wasn't getting enough love.
She should get an Oscar nomination. She was fucking amazing in that movie.
I think the movie is suffering from the season.
Yeah,
I think
it was too early.
Out of sight, out of mind kind of thing.
Right.
Any front runners for you guys on this one?
Oh, sure. It's Renee. I think it's Renee's to lose.
I thought that until I saw Bombshell.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you seen Bombshell?
Yeah. Loved it.
And I think it is Renee's to lose still, but if Charlize won, I would be just as happy with either of those.
I guess Lupita's already won supporting, right?
Right.
So, yeah.
What about Awkwafina not being it for The Farewell?
That's true.
That was a big conversation.
That's huge bummer to me. She's so excellent.
Yeah.
So excellent.
She might be my favorite actress.
You guys are going to have to scroll again because, again, Riley's head just so
over here.
Outstanding performance.
Can you please move your – no, your big head is in front of me.
This is male supporting. Jamie Foxx, Tom Hanks, Al Pacino, Joe Pesci, Brad Pitt.
Dong Johnson in the chat says big head means big cocks.
Okay.
Big head means that your mom didn't smoke weed when you were in her tummy.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
So I asked. My mom smoked weed while I was in this.
Did she?
Sure did.
Well, then you beat the odds.
Sure did.
Any thoughts on this one? To me, not the strongest group of noms.
Are you talking about supporting actor?
Yeah.
I thought Brad Pitt was fucking awesome in that movie. He was my favorite.
For me, Brad Pitt and Al Pacino.
Okay.
He's fantastic in The Irishman.
Jimmy Hoffa.
He's so good in that.
Nice.
I'm surprised Pacino was nominated.
Oh, good.
Outstanding performance by a female actor in supporting role. Laura Dern, Scarlett Johansson, Nicole Kidman, Jennifer Lopez. Again, getting a lot of love. Margot Robbie.
Where the fuck is Florence Pugh?
Good question. And where's Kathy Bates and Richard Jewell?
I would like to see this one actually go to Scarlett Johansson.
It's like I look over and you're standing.
Yeah, because fucking Riley's head was pissing me off.
What the fuck, Roxy? It's just my head, okay? I just move it. Yeah. It's not a big deal.
I think it's the marriage thing. She's still upset about it.
This is not a big fucking deal.
I can tell she's so upset about
I'm
the marriage
thing. I'm not upset about it. No. I just like... I don't know. I think you guys all take things for granted sometimes.
No.
Understanding You're performance insane. By a cast in a understanding. Outstanding performance by a cast in a motion picture.
That's a good reward.
Bombshell, Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Parasite.
Yeah.
Big shock.
A lot of people getting really excited about Parasite.
Yeah.
Being there. Mm. To me, this movie was totally good enough. I didn't love it the way that anybody else clearly did, but I'm excited that it's nominated because
me too.
I think that the cast was probably the strongest part of it.
Fucking fantastic.
Here are my two arguments. Where's Knives Out?
True.
And where's Avengers Endgame?
I don't agree with where's Knives Out necessarily, even though I thought it was great, but where's Avengers Endgame? Yeah.
I disagree.
Totally.
I don't think Avengers Endgame is better than any of these other ones. Yeah.
Dude, for ensemble? Yes. I mean, that's literally what it was.
I'm just saying, here, look, the cast for Avengers is amazing. I think whoever did the casting in general is great, but these movies, the emotional depth that this cast has to give to the characters, I'm sorry, it's bigger than a superhero movie.
This is their best picture.
Yeah.
But best cast means is best picture and under SAG.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's what they're considering.
Right.
Is like,
but it's SAG. It's not best picture.
It's
Screen Actors Guild Awards.
Yes,
so
I understand
it's
that.
It's about the cast.
But it is about the cast. But I feel like that's the recognition for best picture.
I voted for Avengers Endgame.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Me?
Oh, good for you.
Someone in the chat said I should play it, and it sounded great. You can stand back up. I have no preference.
It's okay. I think it's the last one we're reading here anyway.
You literally were like, sorry. Is it me? That was great.
It's like the soundbite was your
Actually,
teacher
I do want to give a
kid.
Little love to Stunt in an ensemble.
Yes.
Because we don't talk about Stunt enough. Avengers Endgame, Ford v Ferrari, Irishman, Joker, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
There's
Joker?
Something missing that.
Yeah.
Irishman, like, what the hell?
Thank you.
Why are Joker and Irishman stunt?
A lot of people are complaining about this today.
Yeah, John Wick 3?
Yeah.
Where's John Wick 3?
John Wick 3, Spider-Man, Captain Marvel, obviously Avengers in there, but like there's a number. Hobbs and Shaw. Stunts. Stunts.
Yeah,
Shazam.
Yeah. Any of those I'd take over Irishman and Joker.
Weird.
I would even throw Jumanji in there in terms of stunts.
I'm just glad the category exists because stunt people are great.
Yes.
Yeah. Literally trying to think in Joker what they're referring to.
Oh,
dancing.
The dancing.
It's a pretty cool dance, but not
exactly.
As hard as the other stuff, I don't think. Anyway.
Well, him getting hit with the sign, those are all stunt things. And
the car.
I guess it's
car,
because it's...
Car accident.
Yeah. Car accident. Yeah.
Okay.
But Irishman Matt Donato said it was really funny. He's a wait.
Scroll.
Robert
Scroll.
De Niro taps a dude on his face with his foot, and that's a stunt. What are you talking about?
In a limited series, a male actor television limited series, Mahershala Ali, Russell Crowe, Jared Harris, Gerald Jerome, and Sam Rockwell. I think if Gerald Jerome doesn't win this, I'm going to punch somebody in the face.
Wow.
But it's very possible that Russell Crowe will win this.
I didn't. Yeah.
You didn't what?
Didn't like the show as much as everybody else. I couldn't get over his.
Which show?
Loudest Voice in the Room. Couldn't get over his costume.
You just added in the room, just to be clear. Do you know that?
What? Huh? Loudest Voice in the Room?
It's just the Loudest Voice.
It's just called the Loudest Voice?
Yeah.
My bad. Thanks for highlighting it.
I thought you were saying he's the loudest voice in this room.
No. I didn't like it in the Loudest Voice in the Room, and I didn't know if that's like his nickname for it or.
I'm going to look it up.
No, it's just the loudest voice.
No, it's right there. It says right there. It's just the loudest voice.
I'm the host of TV Talk.
There it is.
Does that show exist anymore? I'm clear.
You're right. Loudest voice.
You should stand up again and say that you're the host of TV Talk.
Outstanding performance by a female actor in a television movie or a limited series. Patricia Arquette.
Yeah.
Toni Collette. Joey King, Emily Watson, Michelle Williams.
Fosse Verdon, wow. Man.
I want Michelle Williams to win. She's great.
She is great.
I think she certainly will win this one. I think it is talking about somebody's to lose. I think this is hers to lose.
Did you guys see the act yet?
No, I didn't.
It's really good.
Okay. But I saw Escape at Denimora, and
oh, that's great.
That was excellent. Yes. Only relevant because Patricia Arquette. But right. Holy crap!
Agreed.
That was really great.
So now we're moving on to drama series.
Yeah, loudest voice, you were right. Okay.
See, the morning show is nominated.
I think it's the loudest voice.
In the room?
I do that sometimes, too. You know who does that more than anybody? Is Riley. He just adds words to things.
So the morning show is being nominated a lot. Have you guys seen it?
No.
The morning show?
Yeah.
I didn't like the first two episodes, so I stopped watching.
Outstanding performance by male actor Sterling K. Brown, Steve Grell, Billy Crudup, Peter Dinklage, David Harbour. Okay.
Okay.
I think those are pretty standard. Shout out to David Harbour, though. I think he had a really excellent season.
And shout out to our David Harbour light, Mr. Ken Napsok.
Just cause. For the same category in a drama series, female actor Jennifer Aniston, wow, again with The Morning Show, Helena Bonham Carter, God, The Crown is so painfully boring, Olivia Colman, Jodie Comer,
Elizabeth Moss. What is boring?
What did you say?
The Crown.
Oh. Damn, man. Olivia Colman. I can watch her do anything. Yeah, She's so fucking great.
But Elizabeth Moss, dude, this season for her on Handmaid's Tale, there were so many episodes that were just her. Just her, like, doing... Oh, God, that show makes me want to off myself. In a good way.
Sure.
Male actor in a comedy series. Alan Arkin, Michael Douglas, Bill Hader, Andrew Scott. Tony Shalhoub. I don't know.
Shalhoub.
Thank you. I always mess up his name.
I love that Andrew Scott got that for Fleabag.
Me too. Yeah, I would give him the win.
Over Bill Hader?
I would.
Wow.
I would give Andrew Scott the win. I think that he was... Did you watch Fleabag?
I think he's great, but and Moriarty's like one of my favorite things ever. But Bill Hader is very. I mean, he carries that show, right? So because this is I thought Andrew Scott should have been nominated for supporting.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I still think that he is the best part of the second season. Did you guys watch Kominsky Method?
No,
That show is so excellent.
That's on with Jane Seymour.
Yeah, it's so excellent. Really? I can't even explain it. But okay. Alan Arkin and Michael Douglas both being recognized for it is great, especially this season. Michael Douglas had but it was more of a drama, I would say. Okay. I think it lacks. Meh, it's hard now.
I'm just happy Schitt's Creek is getting nominated because that's an excellent show.
Mm. Yeah.
Especially Catherine O'Hara.
Female actor in a comedy series, Christina Applegate, Alex Borstein, Rachel, as Tiffany Haddish likes to say, Brahahan, Catherine O'Hara, and Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Phoebe's going to take it?
I don't.
Or you think Rachel?
Actually, no, I do. I do. I think it's Phoebe. I think it's going to be Phoebe. I don't think Rachel's going to win this one. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of done talking about the SAG Awards. How do you feel?
Yeah.
Should we go back and talk about marriage?
No, I really fucking don't want to talk about that. I really don't.
Oh, guys. Breaking news.
Is there breaking news?
The In the Heights trailer is released. It's a little teaser, but it's my number one anticipated movie of next year, and it looks freaking amazing.
I'm excited for In the Heights.
Who's
my favorite
it?
Musical? John M. Chu is directing it. He did Crazy Rich Asians. Mm. Anthony Ramos is the lead in it. John Cena.
John Cena is always in it.
What Heights role is John Cena playing, Alex?
Probably the lead.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely the lead.
I was definitely thinking that as well.
Guy.
That's actually pretty exciting. Did you watch the teaser while you're in the booth?
I did. I loved it.
And it looks good?
It looks amazing.
We'll have to check it out at a commercial.
Yeah.
Another thing that people are excited for, Home Alone?
Yeah.
Apparently not. Not in this room.
Yeah.
No, that's
sure,
not a thing.
Yeah,
I need you to quit your attitude because I'm actually stoked on this news.
Are you?
Are you really?
I'm stoked on the casting news.
Yes.
The casting news is good. I'll give it that. But and we'll couch it like this. This is not a Home Alone remake. This is a concept that is very similar to Home Alone. So internally and now out here in the world, they're calling it Home Alone, but it's going to be, as a report from Variety says, it's going to be a totally different title when it does come out. But yes, we have Jojo Rabbit star Archie Yates, Ellie Kemper, and Rob Delaney, and John Cena.
breaking news
are on board for a Disney Plus movie of a Home Alone-esque movie.
It's going to be like a sort of old school Disney Family Channel movie then, because it's specifically for Disney Plus.
Sources say Yates will not be playing the iconic Kevin McAllister role, but a new character in a similar premise to the original franchise. Though originally thought to be Yates's parents, sources are now saying that Kemper and Delaney will be playing someone else in the film, another couple not related to Yates. And so there you go. What do you make of this? Like calling it Home Alone, but like it's just similar. And I think that they're using this right now to kind of drum up some interest in Disney Plus by whispering the ever holy Christmas movie that we all love, Home Alone.
The first Home Alone is the movie I've seen the most in the theater with my family. We saw it like 10 times. We brought our own food, obviously, and it was great. We laughed. It's one of the most fun
tacos,
of course, Christmas music or Christmas movies to watch. Great soundtrack, underrated soundtrack by John Williams. So I don't really care for a reboot, but the cast is great. I agree. I love Rob Delaney. If you guys haven't seen Catastrophe, the show, it's fucking excellent. So, yeah.
Okay. For me, I probably am the only person on the planet that said this from the announcement of this. I like doing a Home Alone movie. I like it being called Home Alone. I think that this should be called Home Alone, Bitches We're Back. Not really that, but like some kind of subtitle for the movie. Like Home Alone, add it again. Home Alone... Really alone this time. Home Alone. But seriously, like something Home Alone, whatever the next part
Secret
is.
Secret of the Ooze.
Yeah. That's a weird one, but sure.
Teenage
Mutant. Archie Yates. Yes.
He's great.
Yes. Yes to this. The cutest freaking kid. He's hysterical. His timing is excellent. I wonder if he where is he from?
What do you mean, like in life or movies?
Like born.
Oh, I don't know.
He's British, isn't he?
I don't know because I obviously
Jojo
Rabbit.
I only saw him in
Jojo
Rabbit.
I think that. Me too. And he was so great in that.
So good.
But is he British? Is he?
I mean, his name's Archie. I don't know many American males named Archie.
Except in the comic books.
He was British too.
What?
What?
He was the loudest voice.
Did it say? No, it just says Jojo Rabbit.
I would love it if it said, fuck off.
Yeah, that would be excellent.
Fuck off. You can't know where this kid's from because he's a kid.
I got you.
I just think, I wonder if it's, now is it the British family?
I don't know. Well, I went over to THR. Let me give you the actual, what their sources are saying is what the story will be for this new one. And that's Kemper and Delaney play a wife and husband who, in order to save their home from financial ruin, go to war with a kid who has stolen a priceless heirloom.
Ooh.
Yo.
That's not Home Alone.
Is that Kemper?
Yeah.
Does that not look like her to you guys?
It didn't look like her at first, but once you...
It's a weird photo, but that looks like her.
She's getting older. Happens.
Older? It just doesn't look like her face.
Oh. Okay.
It's just a weird angle.
All right. Sure, why not? Let's open up those phone lines because it's been a weird enough show as it is, guys.
Yeah.
Talk to us about Quentin Tarantino with Kill Bill. Talk to us about your love life, I guess.
Need some marriage
advice.
Talk
to us about SAG Awards, Marvel. Let's talk Home Alone or anything
else
you
want
to talk about. In the Heights. Thank you, Alex,
really
for that.
Excited. He is.
If you want to know more about Richard Jewell, Crisis on Infinite Earth, all of those great things. And for our call sound today, what do we want to do?
John Cena.
Ooh, I like that.
I do like that.
Yeah, that's good.
How that
that's
is.
Good.
Whoa, guys.
Cody is a whiz.
He is.
On this soundbite.
Remember when our headsets broke today?
Yeah, and he fucking Cody fixed them, because he had a rock star. There you go.
Caller? Or are you just letting me know you're a rock star?
Hello.
Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Doug from Pittsburgh.
Hey, Doug. Josh Macuga is crying and
nope,
cheering
don't worry.
Somewhere.
Josh Macuga hears this, so he's probably like, yes, somewhere.
Doug, talk to us. What do you have for us today?
So this is a couple weeks old, but I thought I'd get your reaction.
Okay.
The Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Yes.
It was filmed mostly in Pittsburgh. A independent... theater owner was prohibited from showing the movie in the first week in Penn Hills, which is basically Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
What? Why was he prohibited?
Too small, I guess. They didn't think it would make enough money. He was not allowed to show it the first week. He would get it later.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
And he complained it got in the news here a little bit. He complained, well, I'm affected by the traffic from when it's filmed, but I can't show the movie. So just wondered what
Doug,
you thought
about how it. Do you feel about it, being from Pittsburgh?
I think it's ridiculous. I think if anything, if somebody wants to show a movie that's shot locally about a local hero, they should get the chance to do so.
Thank you so much for calling. Let's talk about it.
Especially there. But this is just a bigger show for me of why there are certain filmmakers a la Scorsese that are going to streaming. And that is Ava DuVernay even said it when it was like the chance.
What?
Ava DuVernay.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. It came out weird. Thank Ava you, Roxy, for pointing out again that I can't fucking say names.
Actually, it's Ava DuVernay in the room.
In the room.
In the room, yeah.
In the Heights. Ava DuVernay in the room. Ava DuVernay in the Heights, yeah.
No, but I think that this is a bigger sign that these filmmakers are not getting their movies out there because of these big theater chains. And maybe this isn't the biggest theater chain, but that they know that there's not going to be a lot of traffic. So they want to get it on streaming where people will see it and they have an audience.
That's so weird.
And it's happening more and more.
I was literally just telling Ben last night when we were getting popcorn at the movie that I just that I just really like watching movies in the theater. Like I watched Marriage Story on Netflix and I was thinking I'd rather watch this in the theater. Mm-hmm. It's just a completely different experience, especially about somebody like Mr. Rogers who's a hero, and if he were here maybe times would be different. So I don't get it.
I agree. I love seeing it in theaters, but I'm now really noticing how difficult it is, especially when you're saving for a wedding for me and for us, the money that is involved to go to the theaters. Because I don't have all what is going on here?
What I'm listening to.
I know, but what's going on with you?
You said a wedding, and then John whipped his head to look at me.
I want
to
see if she was okay. I want to see if she was okay. Just check out.
That's a call.
Yeah, but go ahead.
Caller, you're on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Cody was done with that.
Hey, guys. Sean from Boston.
Hey,
what's
Sean, how's
going
it going?
On? Talk to us. What do you got for us today?
All right. Kill Bill 3. I've been waiting for this as long as everybody has. But, so we were talking about, Vivica's daughter, et cetera, et cetera. My big thing is that Elle Driver is still out there alive with no eyes.
Right.
And I really want to see that.
She trains her.
I want to see that.
It takes a Boston guy to call in with the good stuff.
That's a good call.
Yeah. Right. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate the call.
She trains Vivica Fox's daughter.
That's a great call.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
A blind master?
Fuck yeah.
And it's a way to redeem Elle a little bit, too, and get her to get revenge.
Because that's literally my favorite performance.
Oh, Daryl Hannah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's so great in it. I love it. Yeah. Mm.
Okay. I think that I'm just curious because of what Tarantino's quote was. It was taking him a little bit to figure out some things. Like, feel like we just figured it out real quick. So
he should just consult us when he makes his movies, apparently.
And the consultants are like, what is he trying to go for? Something really different, really offbeat, something that we haven't thought of, completely different direction.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, that is why he's Tarantino. He's probably smarter than us in certain things. Yeah.
Yeah, we come on.
Most things.
We can figure out moments, but like connecting the moments, that's kind of his job.
Should we take one more call before we go
to
break and come back for this movie
best
game?
Yeah,
caller, you're on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, guys. Mario from Puerto Rico. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Mario. Hey. ¿Cómo estás?
Todo bien. In case you guys don't pick up my call or anything before Christmas.
Okay.
Merry Christmas and Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Have a fantastic holiday. So, yeah. So, I'm going to be honest, John.
Yeah.
Why don't you just celebrate? What do you propose in Puerto Rico? You gotta think about that, man.
Puerto Rico?
Where in Puerto Rico?
Why does he have to think about that?
Why didn't you think about that?
You know, propose to Puerto Rico. Is the Caribbean is perfect. You know, warm weather.
Puerto Rico.
You got to think about that, man.
Yeah.
Good point. Good point, Mario.
Yeah, Mario. Okay.
Where in Puerto Rico should John propose?
Puerto Rico's that's a rough country, though, Mario. Don't lie. It's not an easy country to navigate. Oh, we losing?
What do you mean?
Yeah. I don't know. It's not a bad idea, actually. All right. Puerto Rico.
It's where the people from In the Heights are from.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's even more dangerous.
Guys, seriously, Mara, thank you so much for calling. Seriously, like, the weirdest last hour. I mean,
that's weird.
John proposed to his effing girlfriend, and then it went all, like, crazy from there.
Mark has a big head.
Apparently
Mark's
big
head is massive. It's really? Just so big.
It's, like, so small.
And
it's actually, it's
mine is larger
smaller
than
this.
Yeah.
And never forget, we all have the loudest voices in the room. We'll be back after this commercial with a baller-ass game that we put together. We're going to do our top 10 movies of the last decade, one per year, and we're going to compare it to the Collider list by Matt Goldberg. So we'll see you guys in a minute. I love being drunk on a mountain in a hot tub.
Oh, it's a fucking dog at the building. God damn it.
What's up, guys? It's your boy Dory. What's up, guys? It's your boy Dory. What's up, guys? It's your boy Dory.
Hey, everyone. This is John Roca.
My name is John Paul Jones.
Holy shit! Holy shit!
Want some cookies? You want a glass of milk?
On track!
Wow.
Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck?
What a twist! What a twist!
Sit down! Sit down!
I'm damaged! Shut the fuck up!
And I'm gonna beat that ass. And I'm gonna beat that ass. And I'm gonna beat that ass.
I want some candy ass!
Get big.
Look at you go.
Because the one
look at you go.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, I'm going to sleep. I'm going to fucking sleep.
And I'm sorry, I've been trying so hard to swallow this, but I cannot.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I've been trying so hard to swallow this, but I cannot.
I don't remember that one.
I will go into these people.
I do remember that one.
I just pooped my pants.
It's your boy Dory. What's up, guys? It's your boy Dory. What's up, guys? What's up, guys? What's up, guys? It's your boy Dory.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, Ben.
I'm allergic.
To almonds?
You're fucked. We're back with Collider Live. Thinking of allergies, I miss you, Josh Macuga.
I know. Oh. I always miss
Josh. Oh, I'm sorry.
This is like a royalty-free music that
only you
is ripping
like
up
that.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
I love it.
I was just going to say.
Are you guys turning it louder at that part?
Yes.
Welcome back to Collider Live, the best show on the YouTubes and the place where we talk about everybody's love but my own, and also movies. So let's get right into this, guys. Collider.
But also movies.
But also movies. Collider did a list of the top 25 movies of the 2010s. Thank you, Matt Goldberg, for doing this.
Where'd you get the cookie?
Dude, I just had such a clean transition into what we were doing.
I know,
to clip
I'm
it
sorry,
out.
But I really want... Oh, you want to clip this out? Sorry. Okay, never mind. Let's rewind and re-edit this. Please,
no,
Cody.
I get it, though, because for the love of cookies, man, sometimes you got to stop things for cookies. So what we're going to do is we all put together our list of our top 10 movies.
Roxy's trial!
Everything about this is fucking golden.
I love it. It's fucking epic.
Put together our list of our top 10 movies of the decade. And each one of our 10 comes from a different year of the 2010. So we had to pick one from 2010 every year up to 2019. So 10 movies to compare with Matt Goldberg's top 25. So he has 25. We only did 10 each. And we are going to have Cody. We have not seen Matt's list.
No. We have not seen Matt's list.
Cody is the only looker of the list. Maybe Alex, too, because they're next to each other. Mm-hmm. And they will be looking at the 25 list. We're each going to start at 10 and then go all the way up to our the movie of 2019, so we're going to start 2010, go to 2019. In each year, we're going to ask Cody if any of our movies are on Matt's 25 list. Are we clear on the rules of the game?
Boom.
Clear.
Yes.
Also, do you want the rest of the cookie?
Yes.
For me.
Also,
fuck,
do you think, what is, how many of our movies will appear on Matt Goldberg's list? Do we want to give an estimate now? What's the matter?
Postmates canceled my fucking order.
Again?
Yeah, I know.
We've been having so much problem.
Why
have.
Do they keep canceling on you?
Continue with your question.
Why do they cancel?
I don't know.
Because the restaurant's overworked at that time, but then don't accept my order, bitch.
Yeah. That's
we're
fucked
all playing
up.
This for you guys. It is effed up.
No, I was
what
just
was
wondering
your question? Do we wanna...
to estimate through in the room here how many of our movies will actually make it on Matt Goldberg's right. list, or is it a big
I believe
goose
so. Everybody look at your own list and think about how many actual movies.
I say five of mine.
I say three of mine.
I would say one of mine. I think one of mine will make it on Matt's list.
I say two.
Okay, great. So starting with 2010, Dorina, we'll start every round with you. In 2010, what is the top movie of the year?
Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Oh.
Okay.
It's probably not on Matt's list, but it is the best movie of that year. It's so good.
Inception.
Hmm. The Social Network.
Mine is also Social Network.
Yeah. Okay. Or Social Network.
That's probably in Matt's list.
In the room.
Cody, can you officially tell us, are any of those on Matt's list?
We have two movies that you guys said
are
on there.
I think it's probably not Dorina's.
No, of course not.
All right, so Inception and Social Network are both on there?
Inception and Social Network, yeah.
Okay. Wow.
So that was the one I thought was going to be on his list.
For sure. That was the one I thought.
I think from here on out I might not be, but I might have one more. All right, 2011.
Also not on Matt's list, but should be The Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, nice.
Let's see where we go.
You think that is the top movie of 2011?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. I have Moneyball.
Good choice.
Yeah,
I like
that. I love Moneyball.
The Descendants.
Oh, I love that
That's
movie,
a good one.
Too.
That's a good one.
I love that movie.
Mine is Warrior.
Oh, I was so close.
I thought about it for a hot second there. But
so
yeah.
close.
All right. Any of those, Cody?
No. Also, Cabin of the Woods came out in 2012.
Damn it! I fucked up the
okay,
game.
As you know, Dorina, you are disqualified.
She does not know the game, yep. Dorina.
New song.
Well, we're
going go to
go to.
No, you're wrong, Cody. It's 2011.
It came out in 2012, I thought.
Oh, never
Avengers.
Mind. Google's wrong and right.
Hold on. We're also looking. We're looking it up, guys.
No, you're right. You're correct.
Okay.
Release date
Dorina
March 9, 2012.
Dorina doesn't know the game. Dorina isn't.
Can
really
I change
lame.
It?
Dorina's on the game.
Can I change
it? Right here,
yes. Well, Dorina, here's the question for you now, though, because as we get to 2012,
no, because,
which of your movies are you going to pick?
No, because here's the thing. Instead of Kevin in the Woods, I was going to pick another one for 2011.
Okay.
If
so
I
what
remember
it?
What it was. Oh, the remake of Frightening is what I had.
The remake of Fright Night. I'm guessing that's probably not going to be on Matt Goldberg's list.
It's his number one.
Wow.
No, it's not.
All right, so but for 2012 now, Dorina, you're going to have a decision to make.
Oh, no, yeah, I have one.
Is it going to be the one that you just said?
No, okay. It is The Master, whoa. Which I think whoa. Should be on Matt's list.
It's probably on his list, but okay.
You didn't like it?
It was good enough.
I have Django Unchained.
Good choice.
Yeah. Hells yes.
I went back and forth on The Master, but in the end, I was like, what do I think is best? Skyfall. I think Skyfall is the best
movie. It's the top movie.
Yeah. I toyed with it. Yeah.
Of 2012, I said Silver Linings Playbook.
Oh, good movie. Well,
none of the above. Sorry.
None of the above.
Wow. No, Master's not on there.
Django Unchained is not on there.
Did I stutter?
Damn.
Okay. Cody, to answer your question, you did not.
2013, the top movie of 2013. Dorina?
Before Midnight.
Mm. Okay, I definitely think that's going to be on his list.
It's a fucking great movie.
Some of those people's list.
Great trilogy.
Mm-hmm. Excellent trilogy.
Mm-hmm. Wolf of Wall Street.
That's definitely going to be on the list also.
I echo Wolf of Wall Street.
For sure going to be on the list, minus Prisoners.
Ooh, I was very close.
Okay, let's hear the results, Cody.
Nope.
Wow.
None of them.
Wolf of
Before
Wall Street.
Before Midnight, man.
Wolf of Wall Street is not on there?
I had one. Mine was The World's End, and it's on there.
Oh, yeah. I love that movie.
Damn.
That was my second choice.
All right, 2014, guys. We're getting to 2014. The top movie of 2014, Dorina.
My favorite Wes Anderson movie, The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great choice. I was so close to putting that on there, but I went with Whiplash, which was my favorite of that year.
Fair enough. Interstellar is my choice.
Wow.
I love that
Best movie. Soundtrack of the decade.
I don't like that movie very much. Whiplash is also mine for 2014.
Nice. Yeah.
Whiplash is mine.
You guys are on a cold streak.
Wow. Of course we are. Of course we are.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. Bizarro. Mm-hmm. 2015. Top movie of 2015. D.
Mad Max Fury Road. Furry Road.
Furry Road?
Furry Road. Not Fury Road.
That's the porno, remember? Yeah, exactly. And that's your favorite movie that year. Okay.
I loved
that porn. Watched it 182
so
times.
The correct answer is Sicario. The best movie of that year.
What's happening?
Live show, John.
Yeah. Live show, John.
Do it.
You're right. Sicario.
No, I
had Mad Max Fury Road
for
first.
For 2015, you had
Yes,
Mad Max.
But I have championed Sicario.
Sicario
from
is
day one. It's
by far
film
the best movie
wow,
of that year.
I thought you were having a health issue.
Me too.
I was struggling with my brain.
I thought you were going to say
so which
my,
one? What's your official answer?
A Sicario.
Okay.
Right.
My top movie of 2015 is The Lobster.
Oh, that's a good one.
I bet that's on there. Is it on there, Cody?
It's not.
So Roke is going to be pissed. Mad Max Fury Road is on there.
Hey, because it should be.
Oh, well.
Sicario is not on there.
Okay. Also, I had a just really quick shout out to another great movie that year, which is Magic Mike XXL.
Yep.
Checking in, how many people have had how many things on Matt's list? Dorina, how many do you have on his list so far?
I got two. I got Riley. No, I just have one.
One.
Riley, I just have one with Inception.
Wait, Grand Budapest Hotel was on there, wasn't he?
No.
Oh, so yeah, just Mad Max.
I think I just have Social Network.
I just have Social Network also, so we only have one. We
each
have
two.
All right. What's your other one, Alex, that you had?
World's End and Social Network.
And Social Network, okay.
World's End.
Let's go to 2016. Top movie of 2016, D.
This was hard, so I went with Arrival.
I went back and forth so much, but I didn't end up going with that. Arrival's amazing.
Yeah, I went with Arrival. Yeah.
I did too.
Yeah. Denis for the win 2 years in a
you
row.
You all went with Arrival. Wow.
Yeah. That movie
what
is,
did you go with,
Rexy? That movie's
I,
next level.
I feel hurt because I feel that, but I went with Scott Mance and I went
La La Land. Okay.
Good movie.
Yeah. It's an excellent movie. Yeah. Arrival, they are equal to me.
They're really great. Yes.
Well, let's check them with the list.
Nope.
Nothing.
Neither.
No dice.
Wow. Nothing. Arrival.
Matt, what did
Arrival.
You watch?
Arrival is not on there.
I bet Moonlight's
it's
on
not
there.
On there, Mark.
Moonlight is on there, I probably.
Cody, are you saying Arrival is not on there?
But when you say Moonlight, do you mean to say La La Land? Or when I said La La Land, did I mean to say Moonlight?
I would never say La La Land. Moonlight. I hate that movie.
By the way, the chat's going crazy right now. I love what you guys are doing. Everybody's putting in theirs. And
That's great.
We'll check in with them real soon. Let's get to 2017, though. Dorina, what did you have for 2017?
My favorite romantic comedy of the year, Phantom Thread. Paul Thomas Anderson.
It's literally one of my least favorite movies of the day.
Yeah. That totally makes sense.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Fucking love that movie so much. Uh-huh. My favorite Paul Thomas.
Mark, what do you got?
Again, the correct answer is Get Out.
That's a great one.
That was
my
answer.
That was my second option. Yeah. Yes.
You're both wrong. It's Logan.
Ah, that was my third option.
I was close with Logan.
And I think you're all wrong. It's Wonder Woman.
Nicely done.
No way Wonder Woman's on his list.
Cody? That was a great year.
We got Riley and Alex back on the board. Get Out is on there.
How is Phantom Thread not on there?
Yeah. Okay, so it's not so on Alex has three matching, and Riley has two matching, and Jarena Rocha and I have one.
Yeah, I was wrong.
All right, let's go to 2018, top movie of 2018.
There is no way this is on Matt Goldberg's list, but it is the best movie of the decade. That is Mandy.
Okay.
I knew you were going to pick Mandy.
I still haven't seen it.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Nice.
First Man.
Wow.
Good one.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
First Man. I love First Man.
It was a great movie.
I wanted to go with really good Spider-Man.
Movie. Yeah.
But First Man, I just love it.
Mine is A Star is Born.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense. It's
good, our it's champion at heart.
I love that movie.
I was between Mandy and Annihilation, but that wouldn't be on Matt Goldberg's list either.
The ending of Annihilation. Cody checking in.
The only one that you got was Riley with Spider-Man.
Boom, I'm at
Riley got three. Damn. Nice. All right, let's get to 2019. This year, the top movie of this year.
It is Roxy's not favorite movie, my favorite movie, also of the decade, Parasite.
I thought you were going to say Last Christmas.
Definitely not. Yes? Okay.
Oh, am I up?
Live show guy.
Wait, Cody's like, let's keep this going.
I just want to be clear. We are at 2019. We have gone in the same order the entire time. What do you mean, am I up?
No, I thought there was a conversation happening. I wanted to let you finish. Mark, look into it, Roxy.
Mark, you are up.
Okay. Booksmart is my pick.
Top movie of the year, Booksmart.
Right now, yeah.
Okay.
1917. Hand down.
See, that,
hands
what's
down.
Challenging is I'm not seeing that till Saturday. Yeah. So I don't know. That it could be. But mine is Jojo Rabbit.
And no, I thought you were going to say Bombshell.
To me, it is my favorite movie of this year.
Right.
I'm trying to think of top, and I think Jojo Rabbit is the one in like 5 years, 10 years from now that I'm really going to think this year was the one.
Can I talk about that? Because going back for you guys, going to this list.
I want to hear if any of those were on there.
Oh, right.
Oh.
So Darina and Alex got it. Parasite is on there.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I need to see Parasite and Jojo Rabbit because I think those are two that I'm going to love.
Alex and Mark had four on there. Three that were on there, Alex? Hello?
How many did you have, Alex?
Live show.
What the F was that? Alex?
I'm trying to give Alex the link so we can put it on the TV for later. But yeah, go.
Okay.
I have four.
Okay, so Alex won with
Alex
four.
Wins.
You had Damn three. Right. I had one. You had one.
I think one, yeah.
I had two.
And you had two. Okay, so dead last. Way to go. It's a place I feel very comfortable.
I'm okay with it.
Aww.
Riley, what were you going to say?
Now you guys can be friends instead of acquaintances.
I actually loved doing this because it really shows you that I don't know how you guys could be critics, come out of a movie and just immediately go, this is what I love, because revisiting how I feel about these movies, they've changed so much over time. It is like morphed and changed the more I either watched it, the more it's sunk in, the impact it's made on pop culture and the movie landscape. These are so many things that I loved about coming up with this list, was really going back and going, wow, this movie that I thought was my favorite of that year has changed so many times, and I just love this exercise.
Right.
I
agree with
that.
I had a
question.
Malleable for sure.
Yeah,
it's forever changing for
me. I was questioning more for myself as to like which movies of these that I'm choosing are actually rewatchable to me. Right, like which of these movies I'm like
that's where I was,
trying to decide, like between like a Mandy or an Annihilation. Right, like I love them both, but what am I going to actually sit down there and like watch over and over again? And that was hard.
Yeah,
mine was mostly about the years. Us doing one a year was really challenging for me because there were some movies on there that I was like, this year was a little weaker. And there are some years that were a lot stronger. Mm-hmm. I do want to check out what was Matt Goldberg's top 10. And then anybody who wants to see his top 25 can go to Collider.com / top movies of the 2010s. So let's look at his top 10. If you guys just want to read them off, Booth Boys,
sure,
starting with
I'll
10.
Read it off here. I guess Alex is scrolling. You know what, Alex, forget it. I'll just read it off. Okay. Number 10 is the Lego Movie.
What?
Boom.
Okay.
I think that makes sense.
Fair enough.
It's a good movie.
Yep. Number 9.
Number 9 is 13th.
Boom. 13th.
I believe that was Ava DuVernay.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
All right.
I didn't
Number
see
8
it.
Is kind of cheating. The Mission Impossible franchise.
That is definitely cheating.
That is cheating.
Matt,
you cheated. That's cheating.
Okay.
Number 7 is Get Out.
Boom.
All right.
Great
Number
movie.
Number 6 is Moonlight.
Boom.
Great movie.
Number 5 is Her.
Boom.
Yay.
I like Her.
One of my favorites.
What year is that from?
That was
2013. We already know you like Her. You proposed.
Hey-o. Hey-o. Number 4, Exit Through the Gift Shop.
Boom.
What? The Banksy documentary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number three. This is controversial. 21 Jump Street.
Boom!
For number three.
Okay.
What?
For number three.
Number three, Matt.
Cody, are you saying at number three?
Number three was 21 Jump
Street.
And you're sure it's not a rival?
It's not a rival.
Damn. Do you guys think that number two is 22 Jump Street? Probably.
It is not, because number two is Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah. It's actually Fury Road.
Number one. You guys want to guess?
Social Network.
It's going to be Social Network.
Yep. I agreed.
Inception. All right. Well, it's Social Network.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a weird I get it. Thing you know to what? Insert 21 Jump Street on there.
Mm-hmm. That high.
Yeah. I mean, but that.
That high is really where it gets me.
That is a. That's not top. No. Like the most biased.
Those are his favorites.
Yeah, clearly. It's
going back to our conversation that we
but
were
that's
having.
What I love. It brings conversation. Matt Goldberg, great job with that list, whether we agree or not. Again, if you want to check out his top 25, then make sure you go to collider.com. Wow. Whose list did you guys at home like the best? I'm curious. What are they saying in the chat rally? What are their own lists? Who are they agreeing with? Who are they hating?
People were just kind of playing along with us. As we did the years, they would put theirs in. So
everybody's yelling
all over the board.
Get Out, Logan a lot.
Yeah. I see The Help here
Black
for
Panther,
2011.
The Favorite.
Scott Pilgrim excellent. A couple times.
A lot of people like Scott Pilgrim because it's a great movie.
The Artist. I've seen The Artist. Mm. Yeah.
That's one of those that won the Oscar that nobody watched again.
Right.
I watched it.
But again, I mean, for the second time.
It goes
time.
In the crash pile.
What?
It goes yeah.
You know what I realized, though? I love her so much.
Her is great.
That I would probably change up and set up Before Midnight. I love both of them. But her was just like, it's one of my favorite sci-fi movies of recent years. It's just fantastic.
I love Dark Knight Rises.
Blind Spotting was put in here. That was very, very close to going on mine.
Excellent movie as well. I'd be curious. I've been seeing a lot of this. I'm wondering if we want to do one for next week of television.
I'd be down. Because there's actually a Collider.com article on that. So, yeah.
Really, yeah. That will be a lot more challenging for me. This
can
was
you,
hard, too.
Can you guys, including you, Cody and Alex, can you guys pick your favorite movie of the decade?
Favorite or top
favorite?
You mean the 2010s?
Yes.
Which isn't that what we just did?
No, just one. I mean, if you just pick one, what's your favorite? So that's your favorite.
Still,
so same as Matt.
I think that's going to be a classic. They play on TCM and everything down the road.
Okay.
It's an incredible film.
I don't know yet. I think it's Warrior.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, that movie touched my whole soul, and I've probably seen it now 15 times, and all the way through, and then more times, just segments. It's so good, and also what is a primer to me. I watch it when I need something.
Right. So it actually
I think it's
probably
movie
that
Warrior.
It's like a Roxy movie.
Yeah.
What, Cody, Alex, you guys got one?
Alex.
I'm going to go with Whiplash.
Okay. That's a good one.
It's a perfect movie to me.
Mm. Whiplash.
Cody, Mark?
I'm going with Ex Machina.
Nice. Very nice choice. Ooh.
It's from Ex Machina.
Yeah. Mark, did you say yours?
No, I haven't. It's hard. I'm either – it's between an Arrival and a Sicario, I think. Mm. Those are two movies I would watch over
both
and over
Denis.
Again. Yeah. Both Denis. Denis is just next level for me. Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I almost put 2049 on one of my –
Did you say yours was Parasite?
Really, almost.
I'm in between Mandy, Parasite, Her. I love those movies so much. Phantom Thread. I know people don't like it, but I love
it. It can't be Her. It didn't even make your list.
I know. That's why I'm sad about it. I mean, well, let's think about it. What am I going to rewatch? Mandy is I'm obsessed with it. I think it's one of the most revolutionary movies that nobody saw.
Okay, so I have to see it.
Yeah. I don't know if you're going to like it, but if you take a little edible, maybe you'll love it.
Yes.
Mm. Because here's the thing. You'll at least appreciate it. It's so weird, it's groundbreaking visually.
I appreciate Parasite.
Yeah.
Just didn't.
No, but Mandy is an acid trip. It's it has all of these different genres. It goes on an 80s action horror movie. It's also a slow-moving sci-fi movie with pink and bright purple colors. It's amazing to watch.
Let's close out the show today by taking some calls to hear number one movie of the decade, top movie of the decade. Would love to open up the phone lines and get the people. Also, let's keep pulling from the chat to see what they're saying in there. So many. It was a good decade for movies.
Mm-hmm. It was.
It was a good decade.
I would agree.
Yeah, everybody's still talking about Logan, Ex Machina, Sicario.
Better than the previous decade?
I'd have to look at it. We'd have to do it again.
Yeah.
That's tough. Yeah.
Somebody mentioned Winter Soldier. That's a good one, too.
I would say that I go back to the 2010s movies more than the 2000s movies, the first part of the decade.
Do you go to the 90s movies more than either of those? No.
Nah. I'm not a 90s kid. I'm an 80s movie kid. Hell yeah. I'm 80s all day.
90s all
day. Well, I'm an 80s kid. Oh, we got a
caller. Caller, you're on Collider Live. What's your name? What's your favorite movie of the decade?
My name is John Paul Jones.
Oh. Hey, he's back.
So you can call me John Paul Jones.
Love that.
John Paul Jones.
What's going on? What's your favorite movie of the decade, you know?
So when it comes to my favorite, rewatchability is a big thing for me.
Yeah.
So I wanted to give a shout out to Eddie the Eagle.
Cool. That's a great movie. Yeah.
From Dexter Fletcher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. Love
that's
pick.
Favorite.
Thanks so much for the call.
One.
Eddie the Eagle.
That's a good movie.
I never saw it.
I
never
feel
saw,
like it's
you
no.
want you want to feel
but
uplifted
in
just all of everything in life. Watch that movie. It just is like a feel good movie.
Mm-hmm. What year did it come out?
Probably between 2010 and this
16?
Year.
I feel like 2016, 2015.
Yeah.
All right.
I think
yeah.
It's 16.
It's a guy who directed Rocket Man, Dexter
yeah.
Fletcher. Yeah.
And also finished out Bo Rap.
Yeah, Bo Rap.
Let me see.
We
here.
Have a mutual friend.
Bo Rap?
2016.
Oh, 16. Good job.
Caller, you're on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, how you doing? This is Eddie from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hey, Eddie. What's your favorite movie of the decade, you know?
Favorite movie of the decade? I'll have to go with Moonlight.
Nice.
Oh, nice choice. Mm.
Moonlight.
Really
I don't think
Arden.
It was on any of our ultimate lists, was it?
But it was
on
Max's
list.
You guys
didn't
pick it. I don't know why.
It's a it's a great movie.
It is a really good movie. I agree.
Well, I got to say this, though. The best year of the decade for movies was 2012.
Best year?
No, 2013.
Okay.
2013.
2013. What was
that? Was a year of Her, Before Midnight, Only Lovers Left Alive.
Gravity, 12 Years a Slave, mm-hmm. American Hustle.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. I think this year in 2010, those were the
Man of Steel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit!
Yikes. I considered it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for thanks for calling in. We really appreciate it. I love how everybody's got something different.
Mm-hmm.
All different. Caller, you're on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Holy shish kebab! This is Chris from Orange County.
Holy shish kebab!
Chris from Orange
what's up,
County. What's with the shish kebabs?
I like to say that. I don't know. Well, it's from Ace Ventura when nature calls.
Nice.
Shawshank Redemption. Chicago.
I like it a lot. What's
Bumblebee
your
tuna.
Favorite movie of the decade? You got one?
Yes, of course I got one. It's obviously Drive with Ryan Gosling.
Nice.
I was very close to adding
one
Drive.
Of my top soundtracks of the decade.
Yeah, yeah, that's one of my top soundtracks too. D, look at us.
Yeah, we agree on shit.
Word. Orange County brought us together. Who would have guessed?
I know, right?
Cool. I like that pick. Thanks for calling in.
I just bought the album over the weekend at Barnes & Noble for Drive.
Isn't it great?
Because I just got a record player a few weeks ago, and so I was like, I'm picking stuff up.
Can I come over and bring my records and ask your girlfriend to marry me?
Absolutely. Just have to wait for the right commercial during it.
Weird. Caller, you're on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, wow. 2 days in a row. It's Kevin from New York.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey. What's your favorite movie of the decade? Do you know?
As of today, I'd probably say Mad Max.
Nice.
It's a movie that doesn't get that you wouldn't see made today, and it knocks out of the park in every category.
I think that Mad Max, when I was looking at these top 100 lists on people, was the one that was on everyone's list.
Mm-hmm.
It crossed the board, so a lot of people agree with you, Ken.
Yes.
Thanks for the call. Really appreciate it.
It's just one of those things where it's the way it was produced, right? When you see the behind the scenes as to what George Miller and his crew came up with, it's really impressive. Mm-hmm. And they don't make movies like that anymore.
Do you mean no Blade Runner on your list?
2049?
Yeah.
No, I liked it, but it's not. I mean,
I love
the first one so much, and I know some people love the sequel the most, but that's not who I am. Like there's already. If you guys check out RB3 and Andres Cabrera Aces Meaning Off podcast, we literally just talk about both movies. Yeah,
so
I love it.
Caller on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
J Dog from New Hampshire. Hey guys.
Yo.
J Dog. What's the best movie of the decade?
I'm going to agree with Roka on this one. I tweeted him last week about it. Skyfall, not only my number one movie of 2012 like his, but mine in the overall decade. I just think it was the best James Bond movie in years. That includes Casino Royale, which I know is not the most popular opinion.
Let me ask you this. When you tweeted at Roka, did he respond?
No, it's fine.
Did I like the tweet, though?
Yeah, I think you... No, it's okay. Seriously.
I usually try to like it.
And it's in Twitterverse, we're okay.
I usually try to like it if I can't respond to it. But I appreciate you tweeting at me, and I agree with you. Skyfall is the best Bond movie, and Daniel Craig is the best Bond ever, in my opinion.
I never saw it.
Awesome. I love it. And before I let you guys go, I was fighting for 2015 for a couple of these movies. I saw Spectre, which was not a great movie at all. I get that.
Yeah.
Even with Monica Bellucci.
And Concussion.
Creed,
FTW.
I seriously consider.
Yeah, I'm with you on the Concussion train. I think that movie, people don't love that movie enough. Will Smith does an incredible job in that movie, and it's a fantastic film about the CTE situation going on in the NFL.
Right.
I wish more people loved that movie.
J-Dog, thank you so much for calling in.
It's going to age well down the line, guys.
I think so, too,
J-Dog. All right, we'll see. It's almost like we should do these for the decade prior to see how things do age.
Like real quick in 5 minutes?
And how our tastes have changed as well.
Why, you could do it for the decade prior real quick in 5 minutes? You have a computer in front of you, man.
Oh, fair enough.
Good job, Roxy.
Call your Uncle Larry Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Lydia from Georgia.
Hey, Lydia.
Lydia.
Great name.
Welcome to the show. What's your top movie of the decade? Do you know?
Well, first off, the Harry Potter fan in me would be disappointed if I didn't mention Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, part one and two, because both were actually in this decade.
Yeah.
But I will actually go with The Raid 2 overall for my movie.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Which one? I missed. The Raid 2.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Good poll,
Lydia, okay. Who are you, Lydia? Nice.
Yeah, let's hang out.
Lydia, appreciate it. You got everybody's eyebrows raised.
You an MMA fighter or something?
Oh, yeah. I'm into MMA. I don't actually, do it, but I'm into that kind of stuff and, a huge... Honestly, it's weird. I'm a Christian and all, but violence is just... I don't know. It's my thing.
Let me tell you about the Crusades if you want to talk about violence.
Lydia, what was your favorite of the year? Do you have one of this year so far?
Okay, so I've been able to see a lot of the ones that you guys have mentioned. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to see, Peanut Butter Falcon and Parasite. They just haven't – well, I missed Parasite – I mean, Peanut Butter Falcon, but Parasite
it's digital.
Just didn't come out around my area. But I think from the ones I've seen, it's really between – I'm a huge nerd, so Endgame is up there. I'm going to give it to – Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah.
Because I just love what Taika Waititi was able to do. Mm-hmm. With the heavy topic and what he was able to do by making it as fun yet serious, and you literally laugh and cry. I think that's just amazing to be able to do that. And
Lydia.
I think that's probably my favorite performance from Scarlett Johansson, too.
Not only did you call into Vagina Live and make me very happy, but you picked the same best year of the year, best movie of the year as me. Lydia's my twin, guys.
Roxy, I told you, I don't know if you remember, but I called whenever Christian, it was his last day. And I told you, I got your back.
Hell yeah, Lydia. Hell yeah. Appreciate that. You rock. Thank you so much for calling in.
That's Lydia. So. I love what you said. It's so true. That's how I feel about that movie. Everybody watch it if you haven't.
Yeah.
Cody, did you say what your best of the decade was?
I did. It was Ex Machina.
Ex Machina, yeah. Wow. You've got interesting taste, man.
I have great taste.
You do, yeah, Cody. You really does. Do.
That's one
Except
way of
for Batman
it.
Returns, but everything else is correct.
Guys, should we take one more call before we head out of here?
Let's do it.
One more. All right. Caller, you're on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up, gang? This is Zoo from Philly.
What's up, Philly?
What's up?
Did you say your name is Zoo?
Yeah, Zoo Bear. It's an Islamic name.
What kind of zoo?
He said a zoo.
Is it a Zoobly Zoo?
Hey.
Nope.
Well, I missed that, but thank you so much for calling in. What is your top movie of the decade?
I'm going with The Revenant.
The Revenant?
Ooh, The Revenant.
Oh. All right. Yeah.
I thought he said 11.
Me too.
The Revenant.
Haven't seen 11.
I think... What do you think about Revenant's rewatchability, man?
Three is the max.
But it's a great answer.
It's a good movie, though.
It is. It's an excellent movie. Just In terms of rewatchability, I agree with you. Three is the max.
I've never heard anyone put a number on a rewatchability. Yeah. I respect that.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in, Zoo, I believe. Yeah. Philly man.
Cool name.
Appreciate the call.
Respect.
Guys, that's it for Collider Live today. We got super weird. Everybody send tweets to John Rocha. Hopefully at least heart some, responds. Let him know that you support his endeavors in proposing to his girlfriend on the couch.
Watch the In the Heights trailer.
Watch the In the Heights trailer. thank you to Alex, to Cody, to the most evil one, to Rena, to Mark Riley, to John Rocha. Rena, Riley, Rocha, Roxy, and Cody and Alex. Weird as hell. We'll see you guys tomorrow morning for Collider Live.
Napa Know How. At Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you get any Napa automotive battery. It's the best deal for some of the best batteries from some of the best car people around. But we might be a little partial. Anywho, pick up any Napa automotive battery and save $25. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, while supplies last, offer ends 8/31/20.
Now is the chance to use reliable energy to grow your money with the Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. Our new investment product offers competitive returns, no maintenance fees, and flexible online access to your money. Make the reliable investment in reliable energy. The Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. To find out more, go online to reliabilityinvestment.com. That's reliabilityinvestment.com.